bro. I wish I was a chick, bro. Oh my god, I would have the dirtiest only. Dude, I'd
all
be
the
rich.
Dirty things you'd be doing.
I'm rich, bitch. Dude, they would call me Mrs. Cucumber, bro, because I would be like on it, bro.
Yeah,
I would be so rich, bro. I would, man.
I would have a segment called "What am I? Guess what I'm putting inside me today." Hey everyone, welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around the nostalgic campfire and share some hilarious and insane stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So today we're going to be getting into memories from high school. We've got a lot of stories to tell you, hilarious stories, maybe some scary stories, and we'll get into all that here in just a moment. But first, let's go around the table. Everyone introduce themselves for our new listeners, your name, the year you were born. Let's go.
Hey everyone, I'm C. I was born in 87.
Boom.
I'm PT, born 1975.
I'm Bubbles, born in 1982.
All right, and I'm your host, D, born in 1984. I think this might be helpful too, is let's go around the table, same order. Year you, like the years you went to high school or the year you graduated, either one, go for it.
Okay, I am C and I graduated high school in 2005.
PT?
I graduated in 1993.
Damn, you're old.
Yeah, I'm old. All right.
Graduated in 2001.
All right. And I am a year behind Bubbles, my older sister. Graduated 02, class of 02. Awesome. So we got, of course, three millennials.
Did you graduate early?
No.
No? Oh, I thought you were two. Are you 2 years younger? Or?
I am, but I'm an August baby. So that's why.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
the whole...
Yeah, so I was 17. Yeah, when I graduated, okay. All my friends were 18. I was 17.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And we'll, I'll definitely tell you some stories about that, too. Yeah. No, you're good. You can interrupt me anytime. It's fine.
Hide yourself, editor. This guy's crazy.
So we got three millennials, one Zoomer. I'm sorry, one
Zoomer.
Look, my brain doesn't work sometimes. It's all them drugs from high school. No, just kidding. Yeah. And one Gen Xer. So, all right. Cool stories. Who wants to start? Someone kick it off. Don't let me always lead. Actually, Bubbles, you always lead us. Go for it.
Cool stories
or just scary stories, something about high school sticks out to you.
Well, have an embarrassing moment in high school.
Yeah, you shit them pants. Let's hear it.
It was more of me doing the splits on the stairs.
What?
Oh my gosh,
I never heard about this.
Yeah, so okay, so you know, okay, so D knows because we went to Taft High School, right?
Yes.
So
shout out Raiders.
I can't tell you. I'm thinking maybe this is probably junior, senior year.
Okay.
So at Taft, by the cafeteria, there's the stairs, right?
Yes.
And the stairs goes to the basement. The stairs would go to the third floor because the cafeteria is on basically first floor.
Right. So they're with a landing. So the stairs go up, landing up, and it does from third floor down all the way to the basement.
To the basement.
So four stories.
Yeah. So I was coming from the second, third floor, whatever it is, to go down to the basement, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going down the stairs, and I'm with my best friend, and we're just talking, laughing, and it's passing period, right? Well, I didn't see that there's this Coke can on the stairs, like on one of the stair steps, and I didn't see it. And so as we're going down the stairs, I step on it, and I, like, did the splits going down.
Dang. Did you ride it all the way down like you were doing it on purpose?
Try to play it off, right? No, so I did the splits, and my best friend's there laughing at me, and everybody's, like, stops walking, and they're looking.
Did anyone else laugh?
Yeah, everybody else is laughing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she didn't go to school the rest of the year, man. Fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was embarrassing. Luckily, I wasn't wearing a skirt or anything, but...
Yeah. Wow.
You didn't rip anything, you know?
Right? Yeah.
You didn't rip your pants?
Chon is all hanging out.
But, yeah, that was an embarrassing moment. I just remember my best friend, like, laughing at me. She might as well have been pointing her finger and laughing at me.
Yeah, instead of being discreet.
Right.
Or helping
or
you
helping
up.
Me up.
Yeah,
right,
she
yeah.
just let it happen. That's what friends are for, though. Like, you know damn well if it had been the other way around, you would have done the exact same shit.
So. Probably. But I would have probably helped her up.
Nah.
But yeah, so.
Wow.
Luckily, I didn't have anything in my hand, like books or papers or anything.
So was it like one of those like life lessons where you always look at the stairs now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I look down. One and done.
I look down.
You look down. That's why now something else that happens above you, you run into someone because you're too busy looking at the floor.
True.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Okay, this is a little off topic, but you know what terrifies me like with stairs?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't something that should be in the same sentence. Scared
like,
on stairs?
Okay, so you're going like, it's not going down, it's going up.
Okay.
But you know how like there's an open space?
Yeah.
Like the stairs?
My God. Like Pennywise?
No, not like Pennywise. It's just knowing that I'm going up the stairs and I see like space. Like I'm afraid like I'm going to slip through there and fall.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is a legit fear you have.
Yeah, seriously, aside from balloons, but yeah.
I'm going to make holes at the stairs at the house.
Yeah, I was just going to say, open them up. Hey, next house we build, floating stairs.
Yeah, floating stairs.
I won't do them. Oh, yeah. I won't do them.
What if you just close your eyes? Now.
That's a look now.
Like, yeah,
like with a modern kind
that looks
of staircase.
Fucking cool.
Like if you see me, if we go somewhere with the stairs and there's like an open space between the stairs, like I'll be like white knuckling the rail.
What?
Yes.
Wow. No wonder you walk all slow up the fucking stairs sometimes.
So not stairs, but this is kind of similar of a fear I have because I'm afraid of heights and what makes it scary for me? Remember one of our aunts that lived in Austin? She had a high rise. Luxury apartment and it was high up in the air. I forget what story it was.
Yeah.
Super high. Beautiful apartments. And I remember her balcony had the grating like where
we could see through
you
it.
You can like, see through down. It.
Yeah.
But like
I don't remember.
Like if you drop something, it's gonna fall through. Like coins or whatever are gonna go straight down.
Like a barbecue grill.
Right, yeah. Yes. And you're standing on it. But like, what?
I feel like that's something that you would remember if you were scared.
Yeah. Well, like I hate things like that are high up that have that, like it just seems flimsy to me. Mm-hmm. Structurally, I'm sure it's fine.
Right, yeah.
But the fact I can see through it, like what you're explaining with the stairs, when it's on my feet, or like if there was any of those like glass bridges or
don't go to the Sears Tower then. Yeah, dude, to have that. Yeah,
fuck that. Or like glass railings.
Oh,
even
yeah.
Even if the rail is not high enough, I freak out because I feel like I'm just going to walk and tumble right over it to my death.
I don't even fuck with that shit. Heights like that. I'm afraid of heights, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like in those tall buildings, like let's say like the Tower of the Americas, like it's actually swaying.
Oh, yeah.
Like structurally swaying. Yeah. But you don't feel it.
There's one thing that I can't do. Like I don't really mind height so much, but whenever I'm up there at the top, for some reason, I can't look up. Because I feel like, you know, if it's swaying or like the clouds are moving, like it kind of throws me off a little bit that I
just, mean, yeah.
I get scared.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too.
Yeah.
Like it sucks because even my fear of heights is irrational in the sense of I know I'm not that high up. I was just like cleaning out some stuff in our vent in our bedroom. Right. And that ceiling is 10 feet high. But I'm like, I'm all the way up to like get close. And like, I look down and like, I have like
carpet, you know?
No. I know. Like, like if I fall, I'm going to land on the bed, which is perfectly fine. But just the fact that I look down and I'm like, why does it look like I'm so much higher when I know I'm not that high?
Yeah.
You can just ask me. I don't know why you didn't ask me.
Like, you'll literally be like 2 feet, 3 feet off the ground. Yeah.
And I feel like I'm like 20 feet in the air. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Sweepy.
This is how I'm going to die today. Like,
and then you take one step down, you're off.
Yeah. As soon as I just go 2 steps down, I feel like, oh, this isn't so bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm good now.
I don't really so mind the heights. I think now that I've gotten older, I think I am, you know, more afraid of that. But I could probably... Anyway, but I don't like going upside down. Like if there's like roller coasters or whatever that go upside down, I can't do that for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, that doesn't bother me being upside down.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
It's just the heights.
Don't want it. Yeah.
And my thing is like I'm not afraid of heights if I'm secure. So like the drop rides,
so
you know,
cool with that.
Like I'm good with being high. It's just if I don't feel secure,
like walking or the
super high, like we talked in the last episode or two episodes back, the super high chain swing ride, because I don't feel safe in that. Mm-hmm. If this snaps, I'm done.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
But like, I don't mind the height of it or riding in a plane or any of that doesn't bother me. It's just when I can see the ground or if I know there's nothing securing
not being
me,
secured down,
then I freak out.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. So when I went to Chicago, it was me and my coworker. We went to the what was it called? Like Chicago, like a 360 like observation deck.
Oh, okay.
And so you know you go up and then you're able to see like all of Chicago.
Yeah.
But they had this one feature. It's called like a tilt feature.
Yeah.
To where you would, you know, floor to ceiling like glass window, and it would. You would hold on to, I guess, some bars or whatever, and it would tilt out.
It
leans out, so you are looking at like the street.
Really? Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Are you secured?
Yeah.
Okay, then I wouldn't mind it.
Okay.
Oh, but no, I was like white knuckling it.
Okay,
it
was, then I'd be freaking out. If you were freaking scared, out, I'd you know, be freaking out.
Yeah, no. You were looking out straight, and then when it was tilted, you were looking at the streets.
Yeah, you're looking downward. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I would have.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, but
I would
cool.
have gone boo-boo in my pants.
Speaking of that.
No, well, let me tell you about the story.
So anyways, yeah, mine was college, but we'll share that another time.
Oh, shitting pants?
Oh, I got a good shitting pants story. All right, when let's I was hear in high school. Okay, so. Man, I don't know if I want to say this.
Oh, we should open with this. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I think we were sophomores, and my best friend Serge at the time, he was dating a girl that lived right next to the school, like right next to the parking lot, and they were skipping school that day, and I was at football practice, and we were on the field, and we used to do like just shells like in the morning.
Oh
and,
yeah, yeah.
And it was like defense and like. You know, first team defense, I would think I was playing JV. And so I'm out there and I'm like, and I was like, damn, my dad got a fart. So, dude, I sharted, right?
Oh, no.
Dude, and I was like, ugh. And I'm like, that's what? Yeah, like walking all like weird. And the coach is like, daddy, what's your, you know, what were you doing? And I was like, sir, my stomach hurts. I got to go to the restroom. Get off the field, blah, blah, blah. So I went, got off, and I was like, fuck. So I go because, you know, we shower before we go because it was first period. So we practice in the morning through first period and then we go to second period.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, let me just take a shower. So I went and I like cleaned myself and I was like, let me take a shower. Dude, I went to go get my clothes and I had forgot my underwear and my socks.
Oh.
Dude, so I didn't have like clean underwear and socks. I don't know if my friend. Yeah, I wonder if Emilia remembers the story. But so I'm like, fuck. So I was like, what do I do? So, dude, I like. Just put my clothes on with no underwear.
Yeah.
And I like went to my friend's girlfriend's house. And I was all banging on the door. They were like, I know they were fucking petrified because they were like, they thought it was her parents or whatever.
Right.
And then he let me, he's like, what the fuck, dude? And I'm like, dude, I fucking shit my pants. I didn't have no, I'm not going to school in no underwear. He's like, dude, I'm like, dude, just let me in, bro. Like, I'll stay over here in the living room. So I like skipped school that day. But dude, it was like,
yeah, man.
Yeah, I think I was like a sophomore.
Did you throw away the dirty clothes?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. I threw him underwear, dude.
Yeah, man, you got to.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It didn't. You got fast enough where it didn't seep into your
dude. I don't even remember, bro. So long ago, dude. It was like probably like in '91.
I don't think I'd ever want to admit shitting my pants.
I don't care, dude. She says she's never shit her pants, bro. I shit. You know how many times I shit my pants in my life? I ain't embarrassed,
man. You ain't living.
Who
life
hasn't
shit?
Yeah,
your pants,
dude. Who hasn't?
That's like me losing my dignity.
What? Oh my god. Yeah, dude. If you didn't shit your pants, something.
So I'll share my story of shitting pants, but this wasn't in high school, this was college. So this was I was going to UTSA, and for anyone that knows UTSA, like obviously it's a massive campus, and the way the parking is with student parking is it sucks because everyone's fighting for spots and the parking lot's so huge. This was before the parking garage was built.
Yeah, before they built it.
So the parking lot would be like you'd park way fucking far away. You have to walk all the way to the buildings like everyone else. But this particular day, I'm driving. I'm sitting in traffic on 1604. And like, you know how it's like with cigarettes and coffee. You smoke that first cigarette. It's going to you're going to feel the need to take a shit in the start of the day. Same with coffee. Yeah. Where coffee. If you had that first cup of coffee, it can kind of get things moving, you know?
Yeah.
And so I remember drinking my coffee on the highway. And by the time I was like, it was, you know, oh man, like my stomach, like it's pulling a number on me. Mm-hmm. Fuck. So I was debating like, well, I don't want to be late to my class. So I'll park, haul ass, take a shit and then go to class. And I was needing the urge to shit so badly that I was like, fuck it, man. And I parked in visitor parking. Which you're not supposed to do as a student, like for long term, of course, because they'll give you a ticket or whatever. So I park in visitor parking and I'm going up to the science building, which has this long set of stairs. And when you go in the double doors, it's like straight to the left is the bathroom. And so I'm like hauling ass, like, you know, like trying my hardest to without running.
Your prairie dog.
Yeah, pretty much without running.
You're like, move, bitch.
Your turtle head's coming out, dude.
Bro, I was like,
prairie dogging it. Prairie dog.
I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. So this is the worst part. This is the irony of it is I get into the bathroom. There's no one there, which is great. I'm like, I got this whole bathroom to myself to blow up.
Dumb and dumber.
So I get in the stall, close the stall door, and I am like profusely sweating and I cannot get my pants off fast enough. Because I'm like, like my belt, you know, I'm like undoing my belt and I'm like, fuck. And like,
dude, no way.
Right as I'm there, shit my pants.
Boy, you're struggling to take your pants down?
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
Like, bro, it's like at the finish line and then just like
you
fucking.
Just stop.
Yeah, like, it'd be like you're in a race for the Olympics and you get right before the finish line, you have a narcoleptic episode and just fall asleep.
Just
Oh, you're right there. What the fuck, man?
What?
You couldn't have just fallen asleep into the finish line? No.
What?
Shit my pants right over the toilet.
Did you throw your underwear away?
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I felt bad for the janitor because like...
It's all over the wall.
No, like...
the toilet seat.
No, so that's one thing that did suck is I had to clean up, but I couldn't shower because this is the bathroom, right? So instead of going to class, I turn around, walk right back out, and some of the shit was on my jeans even because it was like wet. It wasn't.
It was dry.
I
on
can't
your
believe
back.
We're having this conversation.
Keep going, dude.
So,
good, dude.
Yeah. We're already
nature, bro.
It's already too late.
Who doesn't shit their pants? That's whoever
I triple
says
dog
that
dare
life.
You to judge me to my face.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyways, so I was like, what the fuck am I gonna? I can't take my jeans off too, you know. So I remember, I took a spiral out of my bag. Put it on the car seat and like sat in my shit pants and drove home and like threw everything away, like threw it all away, took a shower. But it sucked because I'm like, bro, I got up early. I fucking get there last minute. Like, what a waste of a day. And I think I just chilled the rest, like you, like I skipped and just chilled the fuck out, man. It was brutal.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, she says she's dude. How
I mean,
can
I've
not
had,
shit
okay.
your pants?
So
yeah,
I've had.
There's been like close calls, but
I've had never? Close calls. Yeah.
Yeah.
To like we'll be driving home and we'll be on the access road and I'll be like, I gotta take a shit.
Yeah, fucking slow down.
This
bro.
One, he drives slow.
I don't drive slow. Yeah. I just
and I'm
don't
like,
get
I got it.
Hey, knowing like, that you haven't yet, he's gonna definitely.
Bro,
drive
I got
slow.
Warrants, bro. So, I can't be fucking speeding and shit.
So I'm like, I gotta take a shit. So he'll speed up or whatever.
Yeah.
And luckily because we have the alarm. I have it on my app, and so by the time we get close to the house, I have the app on, turning the alarm off, unlocking the door.
Yeah, garage door's open.
Yeah, so he won't even pull into the driveway. He'll like
I just
stop.
Roll up straight. She jumps off.
You just click it in neutral.
Yeah,
he'll stop jump in front out. Of the house, and so I get out, and I'm running, unbuckling my pants.
Yes, dude. I check like, the camera, right and she's there. Not taking it.
Okay, so you can relate. Imagine getting
relate.
Imagine yeah. getting to the bathroom
right.
door handle
yeah.
and
right.
just... Yeah, like you just
not
no,
seconds.
There've been like close
yeah,
calls,
yeah,
no. but yeah,
one
but
day,
no.
one day, motherfucker, you're not gonna get lucky enough,
dude. I don't believe that
shit. Your pants,
needs,
that's not nice.
No, yeah,
I want to hear about it when.
And
it
even
happens.
If I did, I wouldn't tell y'all,
dude.
No,
I don't care.
No, I wouldn't tell y'all either. If I
y'all
did.
Are messed up,
dude. When we worked at the office, and Mina and I went to lunch. We went to lunch. I don't remember where we went. He's gonna laugh if he hears this. So we're driving back, and we're talking bullshit, and he's driving, and I'm like, yeah, dude, check it out. Oh shit! He's like, "What happened, dude?" I just shut up, or I go, "Dude, I shit my pants." He's like, "You liar!" I go, "Look, I was all sitting like off. I was sitting on my leg."
Oh,
and he's like,
no.
"Dude," and I was like, "He
you
goes,
smell it."
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, what the fuck, bro?" And
is it like a nugget or is it like soft serve?
It was soft serve, dude. Maybe a little. Yeah, yeah a little I don't remember,
watery.
But yeah, dude. So he dropped me off in the front. I went to the restroom.
A nugget that got like squished.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, there's why that saying never trust
dude,
a fart.
Yeah, dude, I learned. Yeah, dude.
I think it was like a smash, like
no,
tootsie roll.
Dude, I don't even remember. It was
like
probably
smash
wet.
Potatoes.
No, it had to have been wet because I threw them underwear away, and yeah. I was mad because they were like brand new ones, dude. I threw them away, and I was like fucking commando at
sucks,
work and
man.
Shit, dude.
Yeah,
balls all touching my leg. I didn't know if I was gay or not because
yeah.
I liked it. Yeah,
yeah,
was
you
like,
were into it.
Yeah.
I'll never judge someone for shitting their pants
nah,
because
never,
I've been there and
I've
it
been
sucks.
There many times.
Like, here's the thing is nobody willingly shits their pants.
Yeah, it's not like, right. fuck it, I'm going to shit my pants.
Yeah.
No, it's like shit comes, it happens,
right.
dude.
Yeah.
Or like
now, if you're an Amber Heard and you shit on someone's bed out of spite,
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
completely different. I have zero respect for someone that does something
oh,
like
yeah,
chimpanzee
yeah.
shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, if you have an accident,
yeah.
I'm not going to just.
It's
same with
like
pissing
it,
your
yeah.
pants.
Yeah.
People that piss their pants because they like waited too long and they I get it, man. Like you
know, sometimes you think you can hold it and you can't. Yeah.
You just overjudged your capabilities.
Because there'll be sometimes where I'm driving and this one will say, like, he's got to take a shit. I drive slow on purpose. Do so you know how
dude,
I feel.
I don't care, dude. I hold it, you know. And if I shit my pants, so what, dude? Mark it on the board. I don't care, bro.
Yeah, bro, tap.
Dude, I lost count fucking long time ago. I don't care, dude. Who doesn't shit their pants? Dude?
I know, man.
You should put that on the vote.
I
who
don't.
Who doesn't shit their pants?
Okay, you know what?
I've had close calls.
You don't?
We'll put that in the.
You don't?
I've had close calls.
You don't?
Hey, we'll put that in the
yeah,
forum,
dude,
the
who
poll.
Hasn't shit
if
their
you
pants.
Shit your pants, yes. Shit your pants, no. We want to know.
Yeah,
so make
yes.
sure you vote at the end of this episode. Make sure you cast your votes because The people want to know.
Yeah.
We've now spent 20 minutes talking about shitting our pants. So any other cool fun?
Yeah, that was my crazy story about high school.
Actually, you know
what? I got a lot more, but go for it.
We got a lot of bodily fluid stories I think we could share. I think my first time I threw up in elementary school was weird because I'd never thrown up like that I could remember. So it was a first for me.
First time you remember that.
Yeah. And I just remember that, like, you know how you're swallowing and then more saliva and you're like, what's going on? And I just remember scooting my chair back and the kids, like the kid next to me knew and the teacher knew.
What?
And, she's like, she was trying to tell me like, come over here. And I'm like, nope. And I just right here.
What?
Right. Yeah. Anyway, really? Right in the middle of class.
I don't remember that.
I think I was in first grade, second grade. Like I had to have been first grade, maybe kinder. Yeah. I was young, but that was, you know, I didn't know what to do. Like I didn't know to run to the bathroom or run to the hallway or go to the trash can. Like I just let it happen.
Anyway,
yeah. Teacher knew what's up. That's probably why she gave me a bunch of shit the rest of the year.
I'm trying to think if I ever threw. Yeah, I think I threw it one time. I went to school drunk, like my senior year.
Oh yeah,
I think I threw up. Or I used to go. I was a good kid. Yeah, I used to go stone, dude. That's why when I watch Dazed and Confused, like our senior year,
you can really
surgeon. Yeah, we had quit football and stuff, and we're just
all right.
Yeah, we were like
diddling and drinking.
Go smoke a joint during lunch. Yeah, good old days.
Yeah. I remember. So I don't know if you remember or if you had already gone to Taft, but I think we were both in middle school. We went to Zachary, and there was a group of kids that brought a bunch of vodka in a 7-Up bottle. I think I was in 7th grade, so you might have been 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But they were drinking, like, before school. Yeah. They were just downing this, like, bottle of vodka. And I remember, and what was weird to me is one of the kids, he was, like, a straight-edge kid, like a nerd. I was like, why is he? Okay, I wouldn't have thought him to be, like, the kind that would drink or be, like, you know, like, that style. And by second period, maybe, like, I heard, that kid and the friends, like,
they the
were,
nerd
like,
one?
Yeah, they mm-hmm. were, like, puking. In class, damn. And of course, you know when someone throws up vodka, like you can smell the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And they all got either expelled or I think alternative. But I think they got expelled actually.
Wow. I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was like big, and that's when I kind of knew, like, oh shit, dude, like what the hell, like no bad decisions for me, man. I didn't touch pot. I didn't do any drugs in school. It wasn't until college that I like smoked for the first time. But I was real careful with like everything. I remember I would buy like any paraphernalia, like a water bong or whatever, and I would just leave it at the party I was at, or I'd sell it. Anything I had left over, I would never take back home with me because so paranoid about like getting busted. And I remember hiding it in the engine of my Camaro. Like I had this little hiding spot, like where I'd put my stash or whatever, you know. And yeah, but those days are now. You just buy a bag of Delta 8 and kick back.
Yeah, now it's so accessible.
Nobody gives a shit.
Like, now nowadays you can get anything anywhere.
Yeah,
back then, man,
it's so easy now.
Back then it was hard, man. Luckily, my dad used to deal with pot. So we used to pot from him, dude.
People.
Yeah, he knew people. Yeah, so it was easy.
Did he know, like, when you would take it?
No, because, I shouldn't even. Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
man.
Sorry.
My dad's no longer here. I love you, Pops. Where are we at?
Dedicate this episode.
Yeah, so he would get, like, pounds of weed. So they're big old blocks. So he'd get them, like, in black trash bags and like they'd be in like the black trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
He put them in there. So my brother and I learned that like we would hit them and you know all the debris would break on the bottom. So we just scrape the bottom, dude, and just fill up like Ziploc bags. Yeah, and then we would sell or whatever. I would sell a lot, but yeah.
If I had known you like back in that time, I would have called you. I would have called you a catfish. I'd be this guy scavenging on the bottom.
Like, dude, we were rich, bro. I'm rich, bitch. Yeah, dude, we were fucking. My mom would be like.
Hell yeah.
Where'd you get that fucking clothes at? Like, no, my friend bought it. Like,
I traded.
Sergio's uncle bought it for us.
I traded some of your tacos.
Yeah, dude, Hey, Dad. What, Dad? I'm going to tell Mom you traded fucking tacos. But I think he knew after a while because he was like.
Of course.
Yeah, one time, I think I was like, I think I was a junior or we're going to be seniors. And he was like, come here, let's talk. And we're talking outside. He's like, you know that stuff in the back? Yeah. I had you move it one time. I didn't tell you what was in there, right? No. You wouldn't touch it, right? No, Dad. Why would I do that? He's like telling me in Spanish. I'm like, no, Dad. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
He's like, all right. I'm just telling you, if I catch him, I'm going to cut your fucking hands off. And I'm like, but I'm your son, Dad. He goes, I don't give a fuck. That's my money.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't care. I was like, all right, Dad. And then after that, I was like, dude, no more.
You don't want to test that at all.
Bro, I need my hands, dude. How am I going to take my underwears off when I shit my pants?
So I remember one time that kind of reminds me of like your parents know everything.
They know everything.
They know everything. Oh, yeah. You, just like you do with your kids.
Yeah, you know. You know they're fucking,
you know when
yeah.
they're when
yeah.
they're doing shit they shouldn't be. I remember when so I was in a band in, you know, high school and college, and my drummer and a friend of ours, they came to the house, and I remember I was in the front yard, and one of the things I like to do is in the little bong that I had, I would put root beer and ice, and then I would, you know, smoke through there, and it would be like cool. I'm like, all right. So I remember smoking a whole bunch. A couple of my buddies showed up, and we were smoking in the front yard, like in front of the garage, and we got wasted. And my mom was home. God, I wish she could tell her side of the story.
Wow.
Like, so she knew we were high out of our mind.
Yeah, she knew.
We're sitting on the couch, and my mom's so sweet that she's like, instead of getting after me in front of my friends, she's just like, hey, do you guys want some sandwiches? And so I'd put SpongeBob on, like we were watching this hilarious episode of SpongeBob, and my mom makes these awesome sandwiches, but because I would get cotton mouth real bad, and so I'm chewing on this sandwich for like 5 minutes because I can't swallow it because my mouth is just so dry, and I'm just like a cow, dude, just sitting on the sofa, just chewing. And I'm like, oh God, I can't swallow this sandwich. And I'm pretty sure she was laughing because, you know, she's like in the kitchen and I'm just there like laughing. Just like, what an idiot. Yeah, like these fucking idiots, you know.
Fucking guy right
here. Yeah. So I remember asking for like, can I have some tea or, you know, some water? She brought it out, but I finally, but I couldn't eat that sandwich because it was just, my mouth was so dry.
She probably did it on purpose and made like your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but put a shitload of peanut butter. Yeah.
or just peanut butter and no jelly.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and honey.
Damn.
What the fuck? No, it was I think it was a tuna sandwich.
It's like a dog that you give a dog peanut butter and gets stuck on the top of the roof of their mouth, and they're just like there.
Right.
Just like trying to rub it off. Nom, nom.
What about you, C? High school stories. Anything that stands out?
Nothing along those lines.
You were straight edge. You were a good girl.
I was a square.
Yeah.
So you never shit your pants?
I thought we already had that conversation.
Yeah. No. Like, it's just...
No, but sir, we're being truthful now.
Hey, watch. Look, I'll pause it. We're not recording anymore. So tell us about when you shit your pants.
Well, last week I was going to the office.
So I'm there at work.
Yeah, I'm there at work, and I thought it... Moral of the story, don't trust a fart.
Yep.
I still haven't learned. I'm 48 and I still haven't learned.
Yeah. Because you still shit your pants to this day.
Dude, I don't care, bro. God, I don't even remember the last time.
I think he likes it. If he's done it that much, he likes it.
He likes to throw away his underwear.
Nah, man, because they're expensive now. Shit, those Champion ones are expensive, dude.
Nah, we're on a...
They're like $12.
We're on a budget.
Underwear, dude. Yeah. Nah, I don't even remember the last time. But yeah, man, I'm not embarrassed. Who cares, man?
That's embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's part of life. You came into this world shit in your pants. You're going to go out this world shit in your pants more likely. So who cares?
It's facts.
I mean, who gives a shit,
man? It's so embarrassing.
I don't, man. I've done worse. I lost my dignity fucking 30 years ago, man.
I think life's a lot easier when you don't care what anyone else
thinks. Yeah, I don't care what people think. You think they don't have the balls to tell me in my face. I don't even give a shit about,
bro. Well, my kids listen, so I don't want them to like...
Make fun of you?
Look at you different.
Not make fun of me, but like bring it up.
They shit their pants, dude.
Yep.
When they were little.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
You know what, though?
They do their laundry sometimes.
Hey, they got a lot of years ahead of them. That shit can still happen.
Yeah.
So what about... Okay, so high school stories. I'm curious.
I mean, I do remember this one. I mean, the first time I failed a class.
For you, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, for me, it was a big deal.
C was like a straight A kid.
Yeah,
AB.
I wasn't. It was like AB. Yeah, it just I think it just ended up being like with the people that I, you know, hung out with or whatever. And also being in sports, you have to pass. But yeah, there was this one time. I forgot. I think it was sophomore year, and my mom, she was in the library, so she would work in our library at high school, and I was playing basketball. It wasn't a report card. I guess it was a progress report or whatever that came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I have a D. Oh, it was in Spanish.
You're D for dead.
It was
dead
in Spanish.
Meat.
Yeah.
Spanish?
Yeah. Spanish.
What kind of Mexican?
What the
hell? Let me guess. You don't like spicy food either.
No.
Hang on. Let me get another one.
You can't eat tacos every day?
Yeah. No.
I can eat tacos every day.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah. You know, isn't that a San Antonio thing?
No, it's a Mexican. I don't know. I've been eating tacos since forever.
And I think it is, though, like a big San Antonio thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat a lot of tacos.
No?
No.
Actually, I don't even remember.
You have to remember,
but
though,
in the Valley, you got a lot of badass food, though, like a lot of good food.
Yeah. But also keep in mind, I'm going to tangent real quick. I remember Bubbles and my grandparents, they're like poor Mexicans growing up, like, you know, coming up from poor family. And I remember my grandpa talking about how when you had tacos, like, and you go to work or whatever, or at school, it was actually their school, that it was embarrassing because they get made fun of by all the kids because it's like a symbol of you being poor. And they'd be there eating their tacos, like, in, you know, private or whatever. And that just blew my mind to think, like, dude, yeah. I love
it. I'll eat a taco. It was a Mexican thing, too, because it would make fun of you, like, call you way back.
And right. Stuff, yeah. So it's kind of like to hear that. And then I'm like, dude, I love tacos. And I'll eat a taco in front of anyone and not give a shit, right? Yeah, but it's a different time. But back then, it kind of made you think, like, dang, that was a poor, quote unquote, food, you know, for people. But I'm sorry. I mean,
it's okay.
Yeah. So you got a D for dead meat.
I got a D. And then when I went to practice after school, the coach came up to me and said I couldn't be there. I couldn't practice.
Whoa, that's
I was completely blown away. I took it like offensively. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is like my first time. Like, I just, you know, I felt.
So you're like devastated.
I'm like the dumb kids. You know what I mean? Like, I can't practice because I didn't pass. And so I asked her, I was like, well, what do I do? You know, she's like, well, I don't know, but you can't be here because you can't practice.
So you got a D, but isn't a D above 70?
It's got to be a D or higher. A D is below 70.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. F
is 74 or lower.
C is 75 and up. 75 to 80.
Yeah, and then 74 to 70 is a D. And then F is 70 and below.
Mm-hmm. 69 and
69
below.
Below, yeah. Because 70, you got to pass.
Yeah. 70 is a threshold of, like, acceptable.
Damn, they didn't let you, man. I would have been pissed.
So, I mean, my Spanish teacher, she was just hard, you know, like at first it was just easy stuff, you know, and then the second part was reading and answering questions about what you read. I can read. I don't know what it's saying, you know?
So you can't read.
I can't really read the words, but I couldn't tell you exactly. So I couldn't answer the question.
You couldn't translate
but
it.
But my
into
teacher
English.
Didn't really understand, or she didn't really care, because she would just speak only in Spanish. I would ask her questions, like for help or whatever, she spoke to me in Spanish. Never once did she speak to me in English.
That sucks.
That sounds like my dad. Yeah.
And so, like,
I
ayúdame.
Right.
And then the teachers would be there. As you're talking to her in English.
Yeah. So I, you know, I wandered out of like the gym or whatever. And I was like, well, I don't even know where to go. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, since middle school, I always had like sports.
Yeah.
You know?
After
that
school,
was,
you
yeah,
practice.
That was always what you did after school. So I didn't know what to do.
What if like in a movie or in a sitcom, I could see this happening where after you get denied practice, you're walking out and the exit sign is in Spanish and everything you're looking at,
everything
like,
in Spanish,
it's all Spanish.
You can't read.
Oh God. Like, you don't Twilight know. Zone. Like,
even when the coach told her she can't be here, it's in Spanish. She's just like, I don't understand.
What's your name, ma'am? No sé.
Yeah, so I ended up, you know, wandering to the library, you know, with my mom, and I told her, and she was like, what?
Did you study at the library?
I read books at the library. I didn't. Did
was
I study
in Spanish?
No.
Your mom's like, no daughter of
that
mine.
No lesson was learned. No lesson was learned that day. No lesson was learned that day.
Oh, man.
Well, do your parents speak Spanish?
Like fluent, like pretty
good.
Yeah, they do.
So are they like second generation or what are they like? Third?
Yeah, they are.
Second.
So my grandparents, they do speak some English, but.
Very little.
The thing, so we grew up, you know, if they were speaking Spanish, it was an adult conversation. When they would speak to you, it was in English. And so I got used to just ignoring it, you know, like
you
not really
to
trying
know.
To learn.
Because they weren't
like
really
that.
Talking
right.
to you.
And then my grandparents would speak to us in English.
Right.
So there was no like.
Yeah. So that, yeah, that's like the difference. Because like my dad's from Mexico, so I'm first generation. And I do, Spanish was my only, my first language.
Yeah.
That's all they spoke to me. If my dad likes you, he'll speak to you in English.
Right.
But if he doesn't like you, he's going to fucking talk to you in Spanish because he's like, fuck him. But, you know, so we always spoke
I think Spanish, that's common too. Yeah. I think a lot of, because the same thing happened with.
It all depends on generations.
Right. Because our grandparents were the same way. They spoke fluent Spanish. They learned English as their second language. And then when they had kids, they made the decision.
Yeah.
We are in America. Like, you need to learn English.
Yeah. What they went through, basically. Right.
And so my family side, the aunts and uncles and my mom, they like knew a little bit of Spanish.
They can understand it. Right. They can understand it.
But they weren't fluent.
But they're not fluent.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, of course, when it came to us, we never needed, same thing. We didn't need to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
Because anyone that was speaking Spanish weren't talking to us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I believe mom knew more.
She knew the most.
Spanish. She can speak it, not fluently, but she can speak it pretty well. I mean, because she was a teacher and she taught.
Yeah, so she kind of,
on the west side and stuff like that. So I'm sure she had to understand what they, like, families or parents would say.
Because I didn't learn English till kindergarten, dude. They used to make fun of me.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I mean, even to this day, I can speak it, write it, read it. I can do all that. Well, so
my mom was a third grade teacher at Beacon Hill, and she would tell us, like, there were kids, they didn't speak any English.
Yeah, no English.
And there wasn't no bilingual classes. So, like, they just didn't learn.
Yeah.
It was almost kind of like they're sitting in there and they're at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that still happened even back in the 90s. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, so then what? You got a D. Your mom goes, "Oh, your dad's gonna, you're dead meat."
Yep, pretty much. You know, like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you." Like, "Well, what happened?" So I was telling her, you know, what had happened, and she's like, "Oh, I wonder what your dad is gonna say." And you know, I don't know.
Her dad's very intimidating.
It's never really been a problem. Grades had never really been a problem. So I went
first,
right? And so I went home. And I was like worried, so worried. Mm-hmm. And then my dad got home, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" My door was closed because I wanted to be alone. And then I can hear him and my mom talking. So as soon as he like walks in, I start crying.
Yeah,
I'm so like devastated and like afraid of like what he's gonna do.
What song was playing in your head?
Oh, I don't know.
The Titanic song?
Hey, not the face, Dad. Not the face. Yeah.
And he just walked up to me. He gave me a hug.
Aww. Because he's a good guy like that. Your dad's a good man.
Yeah. And
I think it's obvious, right? Like, you weren't failing all the time.
It's not like you're doing it
right,
all the time.
Right, yeah. And he's like, "Oh, don't worry about it. Yeah. And that's it.
That's cool.
And then the next day I went to school and they transferred me to a different teacher.
So, okay. So you need to go into that a bit more, because the reason that happened is your parents had pull at the school.
Okay. So one, I was put with the difficult Spanish teacher. There was another one that everybody wanted to be with because she spoke English and Spanish, but her class was full. And so that's the reason I wasn't in there. So whenever I asked my dad what he did, because on my end, I just walked into class and, you know,
you're
they come and get me.
What? Oh, no. I thought you were talking about in the Spanish teacher's class. There you're like, I walk in and it's just straight up Mexico.
I never went into her class.
Okay,
you know,
I'm sorry.
They just let me know, like, "Hey, you had a schedule change, you know, what's her name's, the other teacher's class is full. We fit you in, and you're going to be in there."
Wow.
Yeah. So they told me about my schedule change.
Damn.
No, they just added me. They just added me, even though the class was full.
So someone that was passing is now
passing.
They traded you out with us.
That's not what happened.
And he was, no. Get this. Let me paint a picture. They took out another student who was also on the team, and then they started failing, and they couldn't play.
So they had to replace her. So they replaced her back. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, they just made room for me. Yeah. And, you know.
That's cool.
I'm curious. So, were your parents, like, on the administrative or on the board?
No,
or were they in PTA?
Well, one, my mom was at the library. And then, two, my dad's a teacher. And
my
mom
was also a TA, right? Or is that later?
Right. No. She was. That was later.
I guess it was part.
I think she was a library, like, assistant. She was a librarian. And so, also, they kind of knew the principal, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, too, because you know how, like, some schools are with their teams where it's like, "Nah, this person needs to play," and they'll pull strings. They'll
No, I wasn't like that. I wasn't that good. I actually didn't.
Dang, man, I set it up, and she just you're so sweet. Yeah, you're just so honest.
She was worth it, they wouldn't let her off the team, dude. They'd have fixed her grade.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm not like embarrassed.
No, I know.
No, I mean,
I'm just.
I guess that's better than my dad, like, probably go beat the teacher up. Yeah. He's done stuff like that.
Instead of like a light extortion, it's like a heavy-handed,
beat him up.
It'd be a shame for something to happen to your family.
It gives a new meaning to parent-teacher conference, right?
Yeah, my dad's done that shit before, dude.
So I actually, didn't finish out the season for basketball. And I didn't join basketball after that. I didn't really like it.
Yeah, it was
I just did it just to do it.
Wow.
And so I spent that rest of the, the season or whatever. I just went to the library after school.
Did you study Spanish?
No.
Yeah. So okay, but
I don't care about Spanish.
No. But you speak Spanish now, right?
I try at work. I'm better at I guess talking about my work stuff.
Right.
Outside of work, that makes sense. I can't.
Yeah. But so, you've been trying to eat more spicy food to build up your tolerance like a Mexican, right?
No, I gave up on that too.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't like spicy food either.
But it's good to know. I mean, nowadays it's good to learn.
I wish I had known. I want to teach my kids.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I try to, but.
Is Little Peanut going to
Yeah, he's going to be a little.
He's going to be a little Mexican?
Yeah, he's going to be a little way back like his dad. Oh, boy.
All right. Pítale.
Yeah.
Wait till you get his name.
Papa.
Poppy.
I think I can understand it more than I can speak it.
Yeah. I mean, it's good because, right. I mean, I still find it funny, to this day, like, people, like, with our business, like, fuckers start talking Spanish right in front of me, like thinking
like
I don't know. Yeah, like I don't understand.
It's such a dumb thing to assume.
Yeah, and then I just like answer back, and they're like, ¿entiendes? Yeah, dude.
Or they'll come up to me and they'll speak Spanish, and I'm just like,
My dad's family met her like at the funeral. They were like talking to her in Spanish, and I was like, yeah, no, entiende. Like she doesn't.
Dude, so when I worked at security service, the like people that spoke Spanish would come up, and I'd be at the front desk because I worked on the member service side. So I had my own office and everything, but we would rotate between the front desk. And so I would come up there, and it was hilarious. Look at how white I look, right? Even though I'm half Hispanic, I look like powder.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Casper out here. And these people walk up, and they're fucking Spanish. And then I just sit there, and I'm just like, lo siento, no entiendo. Like, un momento, por favor, aquí. And then I tell him, like, wait, But, like, I don't actually speak
Spanish.
But you
don't look white. I mean, I would assume you
No, he
Spanish.
Looks white.
I look fucking white.
I mean, just white. Dude, obviously, you haven't seen people from Mexico.
But then I would
show pictures of my family.
Yeah, well, look at
that. They're whiter than you.
Who's that one boxer? Like, Canelo?
Yeah, Canelo. Yeah, I mean, my cousins. Yeah, like, you saw, like, my aunt. She didn't even look.
She looked white.
Yeah, my tía, she was like, she looked white. Yeah,
I know, but
blonde hair.
But rather than ask, habla español? Yeah, yeah. And I'd be like, no, of course not.
Yeah, no, they just come to me and
they just start rattling off. And then I laugh, and then I would I would always say the names, Mr. Villarreal. And I'd like pronounce it all. And they're like, oh, that's good. And I'm like, yeah, you said my last name right. Yeah, fuck yeah, man. I don't want to disrespect my Mexican heritage.
There's quite a few of them that understand a little bit of English, but they
a lot of them do.
Still
they just
say
pretend
no.
like they,
yeah,
they just pretend like they don't. Yeah, we deal with that
not
all the time.
Confident, you know, like,
and that's another thing too, because sometimes people make fun of them and stuff. I mean, knowing like I've been on both sides. I mean, like when I first started learning English, they would like make fun of me and stuff. But
I get it. I think it's a confidence thing, because I'd be the same way with my Spanish if I was in Mexico.
Yeah.
Even if I could speak it a little bit, I would be worried about them judging how shittily I pronounce things. So I get it.
Yeah.
But
me too.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, but they know how much they owe when.
Fuck yeah, they do. And they ain't pulling out pesos.
Total their ticket. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They know. They know the money in English. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know when you don't give them back the right amount of change.
Oh, yeah. That's
they fucking know.
Yeah, you just do it on purpose.
Yep. Yeah.
They speak, like their they speak like, English real quick.
Yeah. Their ticket may be like $8.64 and they hand a $100 bill.
I'm and like, then you just tell them. Yeah. And then you give them the wrong change and they're like, no. And you're like, no, it's okay. It's okay. Bye. It's
I'm going to hand you all one since you gave me $100.
All of a sudden they start speaking real good English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, PT? High school story?
Dude. What's
well, the name? He's shitting his pants.
Yeah,
that's right. So one of the like. I guess like one of the craziest things in high school was like, I think I was a sophomore. We were in algebra class. Was it algebra? Yeah, I think it was algebra. I think I was a sophomore and we're in there and we had this teacher. His name was Mr. Rudman. I think that was just a big, big old guy, right? And everybody was like crazy in that class. So, man, I don't remember who else was in that class, but it was crazy. So this guy, Renee, he was a mascot. He was a senior and we were sitting in class. We were always knocking off. and he was picking his nose, dude, and he started bleeding, right? Like, his nose just started bleeding. He was like, Mr. Rahman, can't. No, you can't. But he was like grading papers, wasn't even paying attention. Mm-hmm. Dude, doesn't this motherfucker get up and start stumbling?
What?
Yeah, but he did on purpose, right, Renee? Okay. He stumbled and fell on the floor. And he just didn't, yeah, dude, he didn't even like stop it. You know when you don't stop it? Dude, it got all over him, the floor, the shirt. Dude, Mr. Rutman got up, was like, Renee, get up. And he like saw him. Bro, he fell back, bro.
He fainted?
Yeah, dude. Oh, no. And we're like, shit. Yeah. Right? And then he got up and he like
take
went
his wallet,
out. Yeah.
Take his wallet.
He went, he went like down the hallway, dude, and got, and like, he passed out like in the office, and like the principal came in, so like Renee had to play it off. Like hilarious. He was like, no, he got dizzy, and we're like, it was hilarious, dude. But it was like, dude, someone took a picture. Like they had like a 110 camera, remember the 110?
Yeah.
And they took pictures, and then like the next week, there were
like the pictures. Yearbook?
Yeah, no, dude, he was like just laying there, all this blood looked crazy. But yeah, that's one of the craziest things. Yeah, one of the craziest stories.
I'd be laughing. Oh my God.
Dude, we used to do crazy shit in that room, like that class. Man, I feel so bad for that teacher, man. Like,
yeah.
Giving him all sorts of shit.
Man, these two dudes, like, because I grew up in the 90s, so there was like gangs in our school. I mean, we were like the jocks, and there was like three or four different gangs there. And like one time, these dudes just started fighting in the classroom. Like they were like rivals. They started strapping it on right there, and everybody moved the desk, and they were just fighting. He couldn't even stop them.
Dang.
Yeah. Back then, we had like one. We had one police officer. He was like a back dude. He was a black guy, and we called him Spooks. That was his name. But that was his name. Now, he was cool.
His actual name.
Yeah, like, I think God. So. Okay. I don't even know, dude. But we always call him Mr. Spooks.
Yeah.
But he was like a big black dude. Not really big, but he was cool. But yeah, he would come and he would fuck you up, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like if there was fights, he'd like bulldoze everyone. Yeah.
One arm on each.
Yeah, he would always drive around in a truck, like the patrol truck. Yeah.
You got to be, man. Yeah. Like, I know there's cops of all shapes and sizes, but I know if it were me, like, I wouldn't want to be that cop that gets called to a bar fight and it's some 6'3" motherfuckers. Because I'd be like,
yeah, little.
I got to shoot them both. Because I ain't stopping that, man. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is, like, so, like, with the little one, like, when their fights happen over there at school, like, somebody would record it or whatever.
Someone always records it.
And she'll get a hold of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And she had showed us a fight one time. It was, like, last year. And so you're seeing the two girls strap it on or whatever, and here comes administration.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then they start blowing a whistle.
Yeah, start blowing a whistle. They stand there, blow a whistle.
They start
break it
up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're like...
And I told her, I was like, is that a teacher blowing a whistle? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, what's a whistle going to
do? Yeah, what are
you
going to do, dude?
Get in?
Yeah, dude, back in the day, the principals would come, and they'll grab you by the fucking neck and yank you off.
Administrators?
Dude, one time we had some principal, he got to put this kid in a chokehold because he was swinging on him.
Yeah.
And he, like, grabbed him and put him in a chokehold, dude. But
that's
you can't
it.
Do
that's
that
all
shit
the administrator
now.
Did.
Yeah, I mean, they'll pull it off, but they're blowing a whistle. I'm like, what's
that's
a whistle going to do?
Yeah, they're just like, burr, burr. Yeah. We're like, is that a whistle?
You hear
like,
it. You hear it when you're watching the video and you hear the whistle.
Yeah. It's funny.
I start cracking
you know what?
I bet, think it's hilarious.
You know what it is? I bet it has nothing to do with the fight. I think it has to do with
calling
learning,
someone else.
Yeah. Letting more administrators
come and fight.
Yeah, that makes sense. But that's so hilarious.
But it's hilarious. You hear a whistle.
Yeah, they're just fighting. You just hear the whistle. What the hell?
They're waiting for backup.
Yeah.
I remember
they do that in Seattle.
So my that shit don't work here.
In Oregon.
Yeah. You gotta try that where there's safe spaces.
Yeah.
So my uncle was a Northside cop, and I remember him telling me like some of the kids would talk shit, and he'd be like, hey, he goes, once I put my hands on you, I can't stop. I'm not gonna stop. And he's like, it's what it is.
He said he would give him multiple warnings.
He would let him know, right?
Yeah, like, kids are crazy. They do. They think they're so tough. And then when they're in jail, dude, or they're in a police car, start crying like little bitches,
dude.
Man.
He would tell them too. He would tell the moms because they'd be crying like, well, you hurt my baby. And he's like, he would tell them, ma'am, when your son wants to fight with grown men, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's,
what
like,
would he say? I can either, I'm going to ask you
and
I'm going to tell you and then I'm going to make you. Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's like, but he, you know, he's a big guy. So like he would get with, you know, cops would fight with him, but I couldn't do that job, man. But,
I do like hearing his stories.
It did have some good pull though in high school. I'll share my story. This isn't my best moment, but not my proudest moment. I was dating this girl who went to Comm Arts. And so she and I had this really nasty breakup. And I remember her mom getting on the phone with me And she was like, you stay away from my daughter, Bob. And I was talking shit. And my buddy, my friend Richard, was with me in the room at the time. And that's probably why I, like, you know, puffed out my chest more than I should have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was really disrespectful. I felt so bad. I remember apologizing to her mom for this, by the way. But I basically, like, doubled down and told her, like, nah, like, you can't keep me from your daughter, like, whatever. You know, dang. I was talking, yeah.
I would have gone and beat your ass in your own house.
Yeah, it should have happened. It should have knocked some sense into me. But anyway, so we ended up, as you can expect, got back together.
Yeah, that's right? why you never so get now involved, it's weird, get back together, right? Yeah.
But what happened is when that occurred, the mom went to the principals and told them, like, I want to put a restraining order on this kid. Oh, yeah. You know?
This psycho little kid.
And I remember them telling her, like, well, your daughter's 17, so yeah, you can't really do anything about it. It's up to her.
She likes it.
Yeah. So she did like it.
Yeah. And, she loved it.
She can't get enough. And so I remember that even though that happened, they trespassed me at Comm Arts. And so the cop for Northside, I'd never really talked to him. Like, we were, you know, respectful, but I never, like, shot the shit with him, even though my uncle was a cop at a different school for Northside. And he pulled me aside. I remember, like, they called me in the morning from first period. I go into the administrator's office, and this, the vice principal, he's like, have a seat, David. And I'm like, okay. And so he's like saying all, he's basically giving me a bunch of shit. And I've never talked to this administrator, right? So he's like being a dick. And the cop is in the room and he's saying all this shit. And I'm telling him, like, well, that happened outside of school. So I don't know what that has. Like, I don't really have anything to say. I'm not going to, like, say much to you about it. Like, that's none of y'all's business as far as I'm concerned. He was getting pissed and he's like, well, you need to stay off of Comm Arts, and if we find you over there, you'll be arrested and you can't talk to her and this and that. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So then the cop tells the principal, like, or vice principal, like, hey, can you give me a minute with him? And he's like, yeah, you straighten him out. And so I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dang it. No, dude, I don't want to have to, like, you know, get into some shit with this cop. So then he closes the door and he's like, hey, David, he goes, we've never really, like, chatted. He's like, but your uncle,
I hate your face. Uncle.
Yeah. He goes, I hate your face and you smell. So he tells me, he's like, I talked to your uncle, and ever since you've come to this school, because I was already a junior at this point, he's like, ever since you arrived to Taft, he's like, I've been keeping an eye out on you. Your uncle asked me to do that for you and your sister. And I said, well, okay, cool. You know, that's awesome. He's like, but he goes, I also have a job to do. He's like, so promise me,
don't make it weird.
Don't go to Comm Arts. He's like, if she's in Taft, that's cool. She has a right to be there. Hey, you have business there. No big deal. But don't go into Comm Arts.
Yeah, like, don't go look for it. Don't make me be an asshole, right. Basically.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, 100%, I understand. You got it. And I said, I have a question, though. He goes, yeah. I said, she's graduating in December early. So after we get back from Christmas break, can I go to Comm Arts? Because I still have friends there. And he's like, yeah, once she's there's no more issue. I said, all right, cool.
There's no more order.
Bro, so what happened is after she graduated, we come back from Christmas break. First thing in the morning, I kick open those fucking doors to Comm Arts. And I'm like, I'm back, bitches. And so my friends, because they actually went to Comm Arts, and they were laughing. God. They're like, yo, D, like, blah, blah. We're like hanging out, you know?
Yeah. Get taser.
No. I just hear, what's that? Getting bullets in the back. So the vice principal and the principal for Comm Arts see me, and they're like, call the cops. He's not supposed to be in here. And I was like, fuck you. I was like, yeah, I can, because guess what? The ban is over. And I'm like talking shit to the admin, and then they fucking call the cop. And he tells him, like, yeah, he's like, the girl graduated. He's got every right to be here now. So they were pissed, and I would just, like, be strutting.
Walking up and down the hallway. I wish I knew you in high school. I'd kick your fucking ass, dude. I'd shoot you in the kneecap, bro.
Oh, man, it was so much. Yeah, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories. Like, we would always get in trouble, dude. Like, especially our senior year. Man, we'd have, like, senior parties. We'd have keg parties. Mm-hmm. We'd have house parties.
You'd be skipping class and, like...
Yeah, skipped class. Because, I mean, I had all my credits, so I only went, like, 3 periods.
Did y'all have work?
Work release. We would work half a day. Yeah. I think the only class I had to go to when I was a senior was my English class, because I needed that credit English for.
Dang.
Yeah. I remember that.
Do you remember there being a food fight?
Yes. I wasn't there for it, man. It was a different lunch period.
It was different. Yeah, it was during my lunch period.
Yeah.
But at this, I guess when it happened, I was outside in the patio when it happened, so I missed it. And I didn't.
No, I don't think I don't. I mean, I'm sure there were, but I don't remember because we'd always like skip lunch or we'd be outside.
How did they get it under wraps? I don't remember that.
I wonder how they. Yeah, how they. Handled
I don't remember.
It.
I was outside.
What were they having that day? Hot dogs.
Just yeah, there was like mustard, ketchup.
The wings just flying everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Food just flying all over the place.
Or if anybody got like in that trouble, meme, you know what I mean?
All those wings hit because the girl.
You see that one? That one hoe trying to catch him.
Yeah. Because I think at that time, I think they just installed cameras.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they were installing cameras in the building.
God, thank God.
I think if I remember right, I think it was like everyone involved at the tables that started it, that they were the ones that all got disciplined because they couldn't get every kid in their lunch. But I remember that after that, there would always be multiple teachers and admin along, like almost like a lockdown, like blocking.
Like
yeah, in the cafeteria.
Yeah, because where the cafeteria was, there was also like the third floor upstairs. And it was like glass, so you can see.
You could see down.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. I think we only had one building that was two floors.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we had three floors. Yeah.
Yeah, now they got, I think they added more, but no.
Technically four.
Yeah.
Wow. With the basement.
Wow, the basement, Oh, yeah, the basement, first floor.
Second floor and the
second
third.
Second floor.
Damn. No, I don't think, I don't even remember. I don't remember Foo Fights. I'm sure they happened, but I don't remember them. It was just a lot
of fights.
You're
probably too stoned.
Probably. Well, I was just my senior year. I was like a stoner my senior year, but.
We're just painting this horrible.
Yeah, now, because I played football. You're just like, always there. Mm-hmm. Now I was a jock, like, from, like, middle school all the way to like my junior year, and then I quit because of the fucking coach.
Yeah,
I won't even say his name because he's popular. Everybody loved him.
Fuck that guy.
I haven't seen him. I saw him one time,
bro. I'm on your side.
Yeah, I saw him one time. My dad had a talk with him too.
Yeah, I think for me, like the moment that stands out the most for me in high school, and this may be like nerdy for some people, but if you were in marching band, you get it. But our team. My freshman year of marching band, we went to state and like, dude, it was crazy. We had such a good routine, like our marching band show, halftime show. Like we went to all of these different games throughout the state. And we actually went to like the state competition and we didn't win, but I forget what place we got, but it was so badass because we went to like Temple. We played in all these different cities and we would go
like
on road trips.
Stuff,
And like it was so much fun because you're on this bus
with
all the other kids
crazy,
that are like band nerds and your friends. And like we would sit there and we'd be playing. Like I remember that big ass boombox we were
what
talking
time
about.
You had camp?
Yeah. So that big ass boombox that we had. I stuffed it into a duffel bag, and so
what?
We were jamming out to like different music in the bus.
Oh,
and then we would like go into these small towns, and just all these high schoolers are out, and of course
everywhere.
The restaurants like you know are getting packed,
yeah.
And all the people, the locals, are like, "What the hell is going on here?"
Mm-hmm.
And we would walk through the drive-through at like McDonald's, and they're like, "Sir, you have to be in a vehicle. You can't take your order."
Oh,
and we were like, "No, we want to order
15.
I'm not going to wait in that long ass line inside." And they'd be like, "You need to come inside, sir." And so we all pitched in
that
and we bought
so
like the big ass 50 piece nugget.
Remember the buckets?
The buckets, the 50 piece. Yeah. And we would just get drinks and snacks and it was so much fun. And of course, like, you know, someone's getting like finger banged in the back and like the chaperones are trying to like keep things under wraps. And I remember I was dating. So this, I got to pat myself on the back.
What was his name?
Yeah. So he was really cute. No, I'm just kidding. So I was a freshman and I was... This sophomore was into me, so I pulled an upperclassman as a freshman, and it was kind of funny.
Is this
because,
someone you didn't pay attention to?
Yeah, poor girl. But she
damn,
just
dude, what
she
a
was,
dick.
Man, she was stacked.
She was fully developed.
Yes.
It looked like two ball headed midgets fighting under the blanket.
I have to be careful here.
Two ball headed midgets fighting under a blanket.
Yeah, but as you can imagine, as a freshman, like all I was interested in.
Was two ball headed midgets fighting under a blanket.
Just motorboating. She was like,
"We've got Bush."
She was like, "Yeah." So, you know, you can imagine how things went down.
Wow.
But it was so cool. And this was my first bee sting. Fuck that bee.
Damn, dude.
The first bee sting ever. We're in Waco. Or what's near Waco?
Temple?
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was at Temple. I think it was either Fort Worth. Might have been Waco. I think it was Waco. Anyways,
was like
we're in the stadium. Yeah, well, we're in the stadium. We're performing and everything. And then it's time like for us to wait for the other bands to play. And I'm sitting there in the stadium seats and I minding my own business. And remember, they tell you if a bee is around, you just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. It won't do anything to you. Just leave it alone. Yeah, bullshit. Because I feel this sharp thing on my thumb. I'm like, what the hell? And I look, point down. I see the stinger in my hand. Oh, and then I look on the ground and the bee's there all curled up. And I was like, fuck you, dude. So I smash it. And I know enough that you're not supposed to pull the stinger because then more venom goes in, so, or poison or whatever. So I just like flick it off, you know, with my nail. And I go to the band director or one of the drum majors, and I'm like, hey, I just got stung by a bee. Like, I don't, you know, and it's starting to hurt a lot. And they're like, okay, we'll go here to the medical tent thing or whatever. And, but that's when I knew I was allergic because I started like feeling like, oh man.
Oh shit. Like, you got more swollen.
From the first one?
From the first one, I was like, I'm having
trouble.
You got
trouble. More swollen. I can't breathe.
Fuck. My thumb's as fat as my big finger.
Have I always been this?
Is there three of y'all?
It couldn't have stung me in the dick. Is this permanent? No. So that's when I was like, oh shit, I'm having trouble breathing. What? You know, like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was freaking out, and that probably didn't help.
Yeah.
And it went away, like, but the pain was, you know, it wasn't like crazy. Like, it's not like bee stings hurt a lot, but the reaction to it freaked me out. So, yeah, that happened.
So, it's all bullshit, bro. You can get sting by a bee now, dude. You'll be fine, dude.
No, because the second one, you motherfucker. The second one, it was worse. So, I know the next one, I got to edit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but band, like you're talking about band, we were in band in middle school. So, like sixth, seventh, eighth grade.
Okay.
So, it was me, Emilio, me. I think Emilio was like, played trumpet or flute. I don't know. He blew on something. That's what he was good at.
He's in the brass. He's in the brass section.
He was always blowing something. Blow this skin flute. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Oh, I know how to play that with one
hand. I can play it with my eyes closed. But we used to do, like, every year we would go to Astroworld.
Okay.
Like, I remember speaking to Astroworld, and we would take that band trip all the time. We would go on the bus. Bro, it was wild, bro.
Dude, field trips were the best.
It would get, like,
damn, that's old. Crazy. Astroworld.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. We used to go. It was fun, and we'd day drive trip, back.
Right?
Yeah, we'd go like in the morning. We'd leave like at 6 in the morning, get there, and then just be there all day, and then leave when they close like at 8 or 9. Yeah, get here like at 10, 12.
Your parents pick you up at the school.
They're all waiting at the middle school. Yeah, but we would do that. It was fun. But yeah, the band trips were.
Band was. That's legit. Yeah, I know people drums, like, oh, it's so nerdy. But like, if you actually were in band, like, yeah, it was a lot of work and everything. But it was some.
It was fun because you learn like I learned so how to play drums, and then like some of the like the upperclassmen. So like one of my friends, Charles, he's like, I think he was like a grade before. He's like a badass drummer, and he plays in bands and everything. And then another guy, David, mm-hmm. David Walters, he's like, now he's a professional drummer, dude. Yeah, like, dude. He's badass. Like, he has bands. He's good.
That's
like,
cool.
So a lot of the people I went to like play drums, like, I learned from them. And I mean, I would play, like, you know, I can probably still play now, but they moved on, and like, they're pretty badass drummers, man.
Our jazz band had some legit drummers and bassists and stuff. But I remember, so in band practice, this one kid, he would always leave his locker unlocked because he was lazy. And he had Hugo Boss cologne.
Oh,
and
shit.
And my friends, we would go and steal it for the day. And I'm pretty sure he was wondering how his bottle got so low so fast. But it was fun for us because, you know, I'm one of those kids, as you can imagine, that, like, I would slack off a lot. But when it came down to it, I could do it. I was
good. Yeah.
So me and my buddy James, we played saxophone. We were in the saxophone line. And
a blower too, huh?
It was a different kind of skin flute.
It was a curved one. Was curved.
I was part of the woodwinds. Yeah.
I love wood. Yeah. I love blowing on wood.
Ooh, put that reed in my mouth. I'll moisten it. So,
I ain't allergic to that.
So what was funny is me and my buddy James, we were like, and not to toot my own horn, pun intended, but it's like, we were some of the best on the saxophone line because we didn't have to like practice.
Yeah,
we were
just good.
We'd read the music and we'd play it and belt it out. And so, but because we were always farting off in class and we were like laughing, the band director, he was really cool. His name was Mr. Shirok. And, you know, he'd be like, damn it, James, David, play your part. And I'd sit there and be like, it's just perfect. Like all perfect, you know? And he's like, James, play your part. like, both of y'all move down a chair. And we're just like, whatever. And so, because he couldn't say anything. Like, yeah. We weren't fucking up. But we were never first or second chair like we should have been, because we were always joking around. Yeah. But the kids knew. Like, yeah, just because we weren't sitting there, bitch, you know, we're...
You're not going to blow better than you, bro. Mr. Blower to you.
That's right, dude. Can't handle this Barry and tenor sax combo shit. But we would play a bunch of, like, songs.
I want two, three.
Pretty much.
That's what you did to me, dude.
But it was cool because we would... We'd go to the games and we would battle with the other bands across the, yeah, you know, the stadium. Oh, yeah.
We got Spirit. Yes, we do. We got Spirit. How about you?
And one of the things I like to do is I would always buy the big ass bags of, because I worked at Blockbuster. And so I would buy the big ass bags of Jelly Bellies, which were like kind of new at the time, I think. Like they were, you know, real popular. And we would like hand them to kids and like they'd get the nasty flavored ones or like, oh, give that one vomit. And we'd like give one of the, you know, trumpet players or whatever, like, here, try this. Oh, it tastes like ass. Like,
It's so, my favorite.
Yeah. So we would just always do that. And then I remember some parents got pissed at buddy Josh. He was in the saxophone line too. And Taft was getting worked on this game. Like they were just getting just defeated. It was terrible. And my buddy Josh is like, Taft who, like, what? Talking shit about the football team. And like some of the parents were getting butthurt and they were like telling the director, like, hey, they need to stop talking shit about my kid. Like, Oh man, we were only loyal to band. We didn't care about anyone.
It was, and that was, that's like another memory, like when we go, because Milo was like varsity, right?
Okay.
So since he was a junior, he was on varsity, and Sergio and I would always go, and we would always like embarrass. Like we had the pep rallies, like Milo for president, we all this stuff.
Oh my god,
that's what friends do, man.
Yeah, we would sit by the band, because man, dude, because Harlando games are like the shit. Even to this day, dude, like we, you know, the dun 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 dun, the Indian towns. It's like, man, I remember those are good times. Like we go to the fucking games stoned, dude. Like our senior year and stuff.
Games are fun, man.
So side note, did you know now they have flavored reeds?
Instruments?
Yeah.
What?
Flavored reeds.
What flavors?
Like grape, watermelon,
dick.
Wine.
Dick. Dude, you would have sold out.
That's where our minds both went.
Shit, dude. I was thinking ass or fucking bush or something. But
okay, that's...
Snatch.
So, you know what? I'll say this, though, because even though they're flavored, if you don't remove the reed, they get so gross so fast. So then it just tastes like... the way reeds used to taste when they're moldy or mildewy, plus green apple,
like saliva,
or whatever.
Like dried up saliva.
Shit, thank God the worst thing I did was a chip drumstick, dude. That's all we have to worry about.
Oh, man. No, we saw some people, their mouthpieces. It was disgusting. Like, they would take
it
off.
They would never clean it?
No.
And yeah, then, some wouldn't. Sometimes the band director would have to tell them, like, hey, you gotta get a
clean
new one. Yeah, clean that shit. Get a new
one. They would open
it,
they pull the reed off.
Yeah. It would smell.
All this shit inside of it, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Some crazy.
So like you didn't share mouthpieces.
Yeah, like, you never did. Yeah,
even like I picture the smell being like your parents licking their thumb and like
cleaning
it
your
on,
face,
cleaning your face with it.
I
like
did that to
smell.
My kids. They had that even to this day.
Think of like a food that's gone bad, like in your fucking refrigerator.
Like, like that bad.
It
right?
smells
like,
gross.
Yeah,
like it's
gross.
It's your saliva, like all the bacteria and. And then you see, like, and it was funny because the band floor would be covered with, like, the trumpets and the trombone. And they'd blow their spit valve all over the floor. Yeah. And, like, fuck.
Ooh, I'd hate to put, like, a black light.
Oh, yeah. There'd
floor.
Be.
Yeah, I don't remember what Mino played.
You would turn it on. You turn on the black light, and it's going to sound like a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Just everything glowing. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I noticed we talk a lot about bodily fluids on this podcast. Yeah. It's kind of our thing. We should change the name.
But you know what? I have no problem farting or shitting in front of PT.
Why is that? No shame?
The first time I moved in, she was like, come here. Dude, she went to the restroom and started dumping. She's like, come here. I was like, what? I thought she needed toilet paper. No, this motherfucker says, sit down right here and talk to me. What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Dang, dude. She didn't ease you into it?
Bro, and you know what? This dirty motherfucker don't courtesy flush, dude.
Oh man, you just basking
it. Just sits in there, bro. Like
it just permeates in the.
Dude,
our bathroom is hot to begin with.
Hey, we're talking, bro, and like I just see this green shit steam coming up from behind her. Dude.
Oh my gosh.
Just permeating
in there. Like in a cartoon.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, flush that shit, bro.
You see the wallpaper peeling off the.
my nose here start fucking burning. Yeah.
The shower curtain, the plastic protectors, like shriveling up.
Right.
So my goal, I think I'm going to make a goal for this year, and We're like almost done with the year, but I'm gonna make her shit her pants this year.
Yeah, dude. And I'm gonna slip some laxatives in the food.
I'm gonna record it.
Yeah.
You're gonna record it?
Yeah, I'm gonna record it.
Put you know what you could do is you'd have to do something where it's like the pants can't be removed fast enough.
Tie a knot on her shirt.
Like you put some JB Weld on the zipper.
Yeah, well, but then you won't be able to get in.
Well, like, no,
like right at the end.
Because my jeans won't fit me, so I'll be in leggings most of the time.
Yeah,
so.
I just rip them.
Yeah.
I'll be able to get into them. I just rip a hole in them.
No, you get her.
Oh, her. Yeah,
hey, get some leggings that are made out of like, what's the material they make the cords out of?
Oh, the paracord?
Yeah.
Oh, so the hard ones that she can, yeah.
Or the ones that got drawstrings on them.
And do like triple knots.
Yeah, triple knot. Quadruple.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to make it. You sure ain't.
No. We just restart recording. Here you go ahead. Try your best.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
Go We're for
good.
It.
I won't make you. Yeah, I won't make you.
I'll fucking leave a little trail on the floor.
Oh,
make you clean it.
God. What?
Man, you know that shit's going to be watery.
You just cross some lines, man. Hopefully you don't have any peanuts or corn. We'll be fine.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, I know bubbles can come up with something good.
Yeah.
Just don't give me ice cream or milk or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there you go.
There you go.
All of it. You want a milkshake?
And then I'll pop a balloon so
like
she can
shake. Oh. Yeah.
Here, let's go up these stairs. Yep.
I brought you a banana malt.
Oh, yeah, my friend played trumpet.
Trumpet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know what, man? We had some good trumpet players.
I just texted him, I asked him.
Yeah.
This motherfucker said, funny, been thinking of buying one to relearn. He thinks like I'm trying to conversate with it.
Dummy.
Fucking blow
the podcast.
We're on the
funny,
podcast
dude.
Making funny, you stupid fuck.
Go for that one.
How rude.
Remember the trip to Astro when you were with so-and-so? Oh, I can't talk about that, dude, because, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I love you, bro.
I feel like if I was in band now, we would play songs that are, you know, like okay, so Rammstein, Te Quiero Puta, like it has that trumpet part.
That's what
I would lead, like, into with if I knew trumpet players. Hell, yeah. Hey, let's do Rammstein.
I'm kind of curious how it is now.
I don't think
band?
Much changes.
Like,
yeah, I think I would
like to go to like a varsity game. And like,
we should.
I love going, dude. I haven't been to a Hard Knock yet, but I love going to Hard Knock games because
no,
I sit by the hand. I know, but just
let's go to
a varsity like football game.
Yeah, like on a Friday Night Lights.
Let's do it.
Let's go to each one. We'll go to
we
one over here,
them, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then we'll go to the South Side. Do y'all love this? It's fun, dude.
We'll do each one. We'll do North Side. We'll do SAISD South Side,
and then we'll go to the Valley and do one there.
Dang,
yeah.
Because you know what?
Hey, we got to take you with us, though, because they're going to be speaking Spanish in the Valley.
I'll go. I'll try and say, these fuckers always call me, hey, come here. Yeah. What? Spanish. Fucking y'all
Spanish.
Mexicans and shit.
Okay, and?
I don't like watching football, but I'll suck it up, I guess.
I think it's...
I'm only there for
watch...
the nachos.
No, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't necessarily want to go to watch the game, but I want to see the bands play.
Have time.
It's fun, though, man. It's a lot of fun.
Because you see, the Pep Squad does their thing.
Yeah,
the band does their thing.
Yeah, and they're doing their band, yeah.
Yeah. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, high school, I have one more kid. Well, but, you
dude,
know,
I remember
he's going to be in... I hope he makes it, like, varsity, plays football, so go to games.
Dude, I remember we would like we would talk to the Pep Squad girls for the other schools and stuff.
Yeah, when you would walk around, or before the game,
we just sit there and talk to them.
Yo, excuse me. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's your
name?
At least
one of these
I love how you bounce.
Our meal ticket.
God bless your mother.
Yeah.
Meal ticket.
Yeah.
What's up with them bald headed midgets bouncing under your shirt?
We did have one guy on color guard. Yeah, in Taft. There was one guy that was in color guard, yeah. The color guard, you know what, though? I feel like because Pep Squad was like, you know, your typical Pep Squad girls, but I feel like the color guard chicks were pretty cool. It would kind of be like the similar way of like how the drum line is always like really cool people.
Yeah, it's all the cool.
Like, that's how it was with the color guard team. They were like real cool chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We see this boy, teenager, practicing with
the rifle?
The
flag thing.
Yeah.
With ROTC?
Maybe, or I don't know if he's in color guard.
Nah, he looks like, I'm not trying to be a dude, little Fanuke, but
yeah,
he's cool. I think it's the color guard, the flags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought they use different flags.
Yeah, I think it's the flag, but
Because I know ROTC for sure does the rifle ones, but I think color guard does the flags.
Yeah, they do
the
flags.
Rifles,
he's doing
something else.
Yeah, he does it all the time, man.
Yeah.
Like, he practices a lot. He's probably badass.
Probably, man.
Don't knock
just don't coastal. Drop it.
Does yeah. Color Guard do like UIL, all this stuff? Or are they included with the marching band?
They're part of the marching band.
They're part of it. Are they part of the, like the routines, right? No?
Yeah, but I don't think they do.
Like they don't compete when y'all go to competition, right?
Oh.
Or they do.
They're part of the show.
Right.
Like, yeah, but I'm talking about even when you go to competition and stuff?
I would think so.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't even remember.
It adds.
Well, I mean, I didn't do it in high school. Yeah, I didn't do it in high school, but I, you know.
Yeah. I remember, too, at in state when we were, I don't know if it was state or one of the competitions before state, but they would tell us, like, what happens if the judges are out there on the field with you, right?
To run them over?
Yeah, they would tell mm-hmm. you, like, if the judges are in your way, just run them over.
Yeah.
And so we would sit there, and I remember there was this judge was, like, to the back, and with this part of the show, we traversed backwards. And I remember trying my hardest to hit him, and he did, like, this fucking 360 spin thing. And I was like, what the fuck? Good times, man. Man.
Uh-oh.
Yep, that's exactly right.
The last one. Yep, that's where we learn. Yeah, no, it was fun. I mean, high school was fun. There's so many, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in high school so long ago, but man, there was so much happening. Like, even you, like, you guys, I mean, you probably don't, I mean, I graduated like 30 years ago. Actually, this year would have been 30 years.
Did you go to any of your high school reunions?
Dude, never.
No?
Never, dude. It's not that I didn't like anybody. I just, I don't know, dude. I mean, you go to the South Side and you run into everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go to a bar because you see, right? Like,
we go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, every time we go to the South Side, she's like, God damn, you always know someone. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll, you know, I knew everybody. So and it's like, yeah.
It's like me and Blockbuster.
Yeah, it's like he goes.
Yeah. I know you. Oh, God.
I know you. You held up the line. Yeah.
You're always on smoke breaks on Friday nights, you motherfucker.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't think, I didn't, I don't think, no, I don't remember going to any of them. But yeah, this would have been our third, but no one even said anything, so.
Yeah, I feel like, I've noticed that the amount of people going has lessened a lot. So I took C with me to my 20 year.
Oh, shit.
And then I went to my 10 year, obviously, when they had that, but. I go because I want the justification of these people aging like sour milk.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, I just go there to see the. Yeah, that's right.
Karma's
that's
gonna come back and get your ass.
Right, look at me with my full head of hair, bitches. Damn.
And my no eyebrows.
And no eyebrows. Still no eyebrows.
Hasn't changed. It's the same.
I painted them with this Sharpie.
I'm waiting for the technology to catch up. It'll get there.
Hey, Miranda can hook you up, dude.
Yeah, tell her, hey, give me a family discount. Man. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Just add the difference to the tip. Yeah, so I remember that. And now, just like what I explained that one podcast episode about running from the cops, there was only one time I ran from administration. So remember they had tardy roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And tardy roundup was, for those who don't know, when the bell rang during passing period, if you weren't in the classroom, then you had to go to the front office and then get basically written up.
Yeah, written up.
You, after so many, you get a ISS or D hall or whatever. And so people would try and like haul ass to the class before the tardy bell. And there'd be like a 1 minute warning. And I remember they would have like people walking through.
Yeah, walking around.
And so the way I saw it was like, well, if I'm already late, I'm already late. But if I can wait long enough till past the like roundup period and then try and sneak into class or get in, like that's what I would try and do. So this one time it's like tardy roundups going on, and of course they're telling kids, I can hear them, you didn't go to the tardy roundup, you know, window or whatever. And so I'm trying to like hide, and this, they remember Mr. Gear.
Uh-huh.
So Mr. Gear sees me. We had Mr. Gear, Kirshner, Uncle Ben, and I forget the other one.
Oh, yeah. We had Uncle Ben. He was black.
He looked like
he had like the gray hair.
Yeah, he looked like the guy in the Uncle Ben Rice.
What? Is that why
we would call him Uncle Ben?
You can't do that shit now, dude.
No. But I remember I was like hauling ass. I saw him and he's like, hey, tardy roundup. And I start running and he starts chasing me.
He's chasing
me? Yes. I'm like, oh, shit. He's fucking giving chase. And so, like, we explained with the stairwells.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the third floor. Dude, I swear. This isn't a stairwell with no wind, but because I was jumping from one flight to the landing and then landing to the next flight, I was jumping like, I don't even know how many steps it was, 20 some, 30 steps, whatever. And I was just booking it full speed and I would jump, whoosh, boom.
Do it now, dude. You break your fucking ankle.
Yeah, dude, I roll it.
Gravy will come on.
So I remember feeling wind blowing through my hair because I was like going so fast. And I remember jumping from the third story all the way to the basement, ran back the hallway, and there was an exit that went to where the flagpole was. And I just ran outside, and I was just fucking did a full circle and came back. Dude, that was the only time I ran from admin and didn't get caught. It was fucking great. Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot of stupid shit like that. Like, we would, man, we would like trip people or like,
oh yeah,
just like, you or did. We, dude, yeah, dude. Or we would like,
you check them in the halls like that underclassmen?
Yeah,
get out of my way, bitch. Yeah.
Or we would just like throw shit, dude. Like, remember, like the kids nowadays the milk won't even bags? Know. No, dude, fuck those portable titties, no. Yeah, like you guys, I don't know if you guys still have like book covers that would give you those covers. Yeah. Remember those?
Yeah.
You turn them inside, inside out and draw on them.
Yeah.
One of mine had like a tit on each side. I drew a tit, big old tit on one side. Yeah. Always like, what is that? I was like, it's a chocolate chip cookie, sir. Yeah. What, no, that looks like a breast. No, it's a. It's got a Hershey donut. Kiss. No, it's your mom, you never made, my mom makes these cookies. They put the Hershey Kiss on top. And they were like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Big old nipple.
Bro. Yeah, we'll do stuff like that. The butter crust.
Yeah, the that's another thing covers. Too. Remember like, did you ever go take field trips there?
To the factory.
Like in elementary? Yeah, you would go there and then get the fresh bread and then the pencil and the book cover.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, now it's like some building now.
Dude, I got made fun of by my friends.
It still says buttercrust on it.
Yeah, but it still says it, but it's not about, it's like a building. It's
something else.
Yeah.
Dude, my friends made fun of me because I put so much work into this book cover. And like, I was big into all the popular bands, right? And so it was Nirvana. And I put, so I was so focused on trying to get the letters right.
Yeah, like all perfect.
And it finished, and I was like, oh, my masterpiece is done. And then my buddy looks and he starts laughing. He's like, you fucking idiot. And I'm like, what? It was Nirvna. And I forgot one of the letters. And I'm like, no.
You fucking geek.
Dude, because it looks so good. And I had like 9-inch nails and I had all these other bands on there, like in the fonts.
Yeah.
And so, I was Nirvna.
Yeah.
So to this day, it's not Nirvana, it's Nirvna.
Yeah, that's for us. That's like hilarious. In the '80s, we're like metal, so it was like Metallica, Anthrax, Megadeth. All those like, dude,
Ministry and all
that stuff, dude. But yeah, for me, it was like Anthrax. Like my jean jacket, I had that big patch Anthrax, or you do like the Anarchy, the A with the circle.
Yep,
that would be like
yeah. We did all that.
But it was Metallica mainly. Like and King Diamond. Fuck yeah, dude! All that crap.
They wouldn't let us have a lot of, I guess it was the same nowadays as it was then, but like any funny shirts that had like the drug paraphernalia
we used to wear
like instead of McDonald's, it would have like the marijuana thing or whatever. Like they still enforce that.
Well, we had like the band shirts. So like for us, I mean, I guess it started in the '70s, all the band, the concert shirts, but like in the '80s, '90s.
Yeah. It was really,
We were allowed to, like, that's all we ever wore. Like I always wore black, or I would wear like just dark black t-shirts with like, you know, dark jeans, like, you know, with Doc Martens and stuff, or
dude. So we got to talk about what y'all sent me with the JNCOs coming back. I told you,
I told you, man.
I should have saved all of them,
dude. I never wore that shit, dude. Yeah. No, man.
Well, the pockets look big enough, like you can fit your skateboard.
Yeah, I told you, I put 3-liter bottles in the back pocket.
I never wore that shit. Our shit was like Jabos and fucking Z Cavarachi. Like we wore that stuff, but I remember the JNCOs. That was like later when I was an adult.
I'm willing to spend $200 on a vintage pair on eBay. What? I'm going to make it happen, dude. I'm buying
That's
a pair.
How much they are?
I think the old originals.
Yeah. Oh, the original ones, yeah. But they make them,
I'm sure you can find them like at JCPenney's or something.
Yeah, no, but I want like the Airwalks I bought.
Yeah.
Dude, I have the Airwalks. I'll get a pair of JNCOs. At my peak, I had one of each chain. So I had the dog chain around my neck, I had the ball chain, and then I had a bike chain necklace. And on my wallet, I had the same, a ball chain, a regular chain. And these were like 4 feet, 4.5 feet long chains, and then a bike chain.
And didn't you have your hair like in a mohawk? Like it was like a strip?
I couldn't have it as a hawk up.
But you had a strip.
I'll drop you off at the Saint, dude, if you want.
Or Pegasus. Yeah, pick me up at Pegasus, drop me off at the Saint.
Pick you up and drop you off? Yeah. I'll get a ride over there, and then they'll take me later.
Actually, pick me up from the guy's house in the morning. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Damn. Those pants could stay in the fucking past. Those are gross.
I'm so glad to see them come back. I knew it. I knew it was gonna happen.
I wish parachute pants would come back. Those were the shit.
Right. Dude, like some acid wash parachute.
No, they were parachute, like, dude.
No, I know. Like, yeah.
No, the whole pant was, dude.
All the way, but it was like to the ankle. It tapered.
Yeah, but dude, it was like, dude, like just
super.
Yeah, lad. No, they were like tight, like regular. They weren't the baggy ones. That's like when you guys got them, but when we got them in the '80s,
they were tight.
Yeah, they're like different color, black, red. They were all kind. Yeah, That's when like the...
Oh, no, ours were like tie-dye and all colorful.
But they weren't denim. They were parachute material.
They were parachute, bro. Oh. Actual parachute.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the design.
No, dude. Oh, no, I'm talking legit, bro. Like 80s. Yeah, like fucking late 80s. Yeah. Like before middle school. Yeah, no, no. MC I know Hammer? What they y'all talking about. The big baggy ones. Yeah, no.
MC Hammer pants.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, dude. Oh, no, okay. No. Fuck that. Yeah. I mean, I didn't wear that shit, but, you know, the East Side people did. We didn't.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, the actual parachute, like when I remember when I was in elementary and...
Do you remember when we would do in gym class the parachute? It made me think of this. The parachute, you would lift it up and then go underneath and hold it down.
Yeah.
And like the air would keep it like up, and you'd be there like
yeah. That reminds me like when we're like doing football, but then like the off season we'd have to do track. So like we'd be like doing shot put, but we'd be like in the bleachers waiting. All the girls would be running around.
Yeah.
And like somebody would be standing up, and somebody would say, "Hey!" They would yell, and the girls would look, and we'd pant somebody, and they'd be like, "Ah!" Dude, we always got in trouble for that, dude. Hey, yeah, we always got in trouble for that. Yeah, we always did that. We always did stupid shit like that.
Hell yeah, football. Man. So the peak middle school into high school was D-Generation X on WWF. At the time.
Damn.
And we would always just do the suck it. And I remember like, dude, we would just all the time. That was like like half of the day would just be doing this shit.
Like circa 97, 98?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because damn it, 97.
Yeah, 97 to like 2000.
I started high school.
Dude, I was like 22, 23.
Yeah, it would just be like, suck high school. It. And then you wouldn't say it, but you would just motion it to people, and they knew what's up.
Yeah.
And then teachers would be like, "Don't you be doing that."
Yeah, all the t-shirts. Would y'all get to wear the t-shirts and stuff?
Yeah, we had all that
shit. And
then
the NWO came, and then and then Steve Austin. I remember that was my first Steve
I had
Austin.
A ton of Austin 316 shirts. We both did.
Yeah.
We were big Steve Austin fans.
Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Undertaker.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Hey, Chico.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah.
I know, man.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Do you remember, like, when after Columbine happened, we had a lot of death threats?
Yeah.
So everybody would always have to evacuate.
All the time. All the time, right? They would call it. They would take it so serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
What year did Columbine happen?
2000, I think.
99?
99. Yeah, 99. Yeah, there's a conspiracy about that. We'll talk about that some other time.
Dude, yeah, that was... I don't know, man.
Yeah, I let the boys listen to it. They were blown away.
It's really crazy, dude. Like, when you... I don't know. That's why, if I had kids, don't fucking pick on people. Just be that person that's friends with everyone.
That's what I tell them, too. Because you never know when
shit goes wrong, they're going to be like, oh, you were cool.
Yeah, you fucking fucked me up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Versus, nah, you picked on me. Yeah. Fuck you.
They're going to look for you. You're going to be on that list.
Man. Don't be on any list,
don't be on PT's list.
Don't be on that hit list.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world we live in.
Yeah, because it's crazy now. Kids
for little shit
are meaner now than they were when we were. Because, I mean, we picked on people, but it wasn't to that. Like,
we never picked on
people.
Bullying.
Yeah. We never picked on people just to pick on them, dude. We did it because we had to.
Yes. Well, that's the thing, too, is it's like you left school and it ended.
Yeah. That was it.
Now it never ends.
Yeah. Right. Keep messing,
it's just a constant.
Yeah. Like, it's hard being a kid now, man. Dude, the suicide rate among teenagers is so crazy,
sad.
Dude. Yeah.
It's
especially like if they're like gay or they're different people. Yeah. Like,
even if you're just weird or like.
Just a weird person. Yeah.
Like, you're socially, awkward, and you get picked on. That was one thing I made sure. I never picked on the kids that played Magic. I never picked on the, chess player
the weird
kids.
Yeah.
Like,
the geek
I
kids.
Just let them be, like, dude, just let them be, man. Like,
they used to help me cheat.
I'm also not going to go. I wouldn't jump in a fight for them either. Don't get me wrong. But I was, like, neutral to everyone. And that's what I think kept me cool with a lot of people is I had friends that were jocks. Yeah. I had friends that were in the band.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I would tell
Stoners,
anybody.
Rockers,
like,
dirties.
Just be cool with everyone.
Yeah. But it's hard now, man. It's totally different. Like high school now compared to, dude, 30 years ago, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, some of the girls could be brutal too. Like,
girls are mean.
I remember, like, some chicks were such bitches. Like, and they thought they were the shit. This is why you need to go to your high school reunions.
Yeah, now you see them.
Now
they're
I'm like
they're all busted
up. Oh, that was you.
Like, dang, I can't believe I wanted to bang you.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I mean, it was also like between grades and stuff, because I remember, hearing about, because I was one grade below my sister. And so when she was a freshman, like the seniors and stuff, like in sports would be really mean to them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always like that. Yeah. You always get initiated. Like we did when we were freshmen, the seniors would. Yeah. I remember that.
It just sucks because like, I think if I had known things now that, or knew things then that I know now, it's like when you watch these movies, even in the 90s and 2000s or whatever, like you watch these movies and it always is, the outcome is this. The nice guy falls for hot chick. Hot chick is with the jocks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice dude does something and wins the girl over. And yeah. that shit is not real. Like, women do not want that nice guy that's like, you know.
Wait, it's not?
No. And like, that's the thing, though. In all the movies, you're taught that if you just shower her with love and gifts and yeah. kindness, like, you're going to win yeah. her over. And like, nah, fuck that, yeah. dude.
It's just like the Karate Kid. Have you heard that theory?
No.
I was listening to a podcast the other day. They were talking about it. They were saying that, like, because you know how they made the Cobra Kai series? Now they're saying that, like, if you go back and look at, like, watch the Karate Kid, rewatch it, it was really Ralph Macchio that was the bully. Because remember, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Hilarious. Yeah, like, think about it and go back. And even now, like, now in Cobra Kai, like,
he was the one that was
the one, like, even like, you know, he had the car, you know, the car lot, and he, like, yeah. kept keeping him from, like, he was trying to stop him from succeeding. Like, think yeah. about that. And then if you go back to the Karate Kid, yeah, yeah, they flip it. And it's like, you know, like, when in the dance, when he went, in, like, he started that shit. He put the water, you know, they, of course, they had to beat him up, but they beat him up because. When they were on the beach, he went over there and started. You know what I mean? Like,
they're,
it was weird.
Tracing back to who, yeah, they're tracing who back. Started
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was so weird. I was like,
that's hilarious.
It had me thinking.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, it had me thinking, and I was like, oh, shit.
You're right.
He but yeah, I gotta rewatch The Karate Kid, though.
So it's kind of like, I mean, what turns on a woman more than some guy being all nice and asking, can I kiss you?
Yeah, nobody can wants to hold dude. Your hand. That's why women, yeah. Like, that's why women always love the bad boy. The bad boy always gets all the chicks, dude. Yeah. yeah. And then he leaves you at home.
I always said it's like it's having the right blend of being like a gentleman but also kind of a prick. Like it's yeah. like having the charisma,
like me, yeah.
but also like, you know.
Oh, I hate assholes.
Yeah, like you hate assholes but you love assholes. But it's like he opens
but you love me.
Dang it, he holds the door open for yeah. me, but then he, you know.
Fuck, he does yeah. everything for me. Yeah.
What do you think?
What do you think?
True.
I don't know.
It's okay. She's trapped. Don't worry.
I haven't thought about it in a long time.
I think that's just been my personal yeah, experience. Of it's course, weird, it's yeah. different for everyone. Don't yeah. get me wrong. I'm not saying it's the yeah. one yeah. fits all, but I just feel like
every
time.
I feel
like
time, if you've dated an asshole, you kind of want a nice guy.
I get that, but I'm saying about like even the like. There's this false sense of if I'm nice to a girl,
yeah, it doesn't
she's gonna
get you anything. Yeah.
She's gonna see me for who I am, and I'm different than all these a-holes out there. You end up getting friend zoned.
Yeah, you get friend zoned, or you get used.
Treats you like a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Or she's, you know, she uses bitch, you. Yeah. Or you're the one she calls when like
you're
nobody's
my favorite
there for
friend. Yeah. yeah, you're such a good shoulder to
oh,
cry on.
I love
on.
You so much. I like, love you as my friend. Yeah,
like just friends.
Yeah, what just is friends. It? Yeah, just like that. Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah, it sucks because
just be yourself, man.
I know, but
just be yourself, whether.
It just I hated that about being in middle school and high school, always afraid to like talk to a chick and then not having the confidence. Oh, and yeah. then you go back and you realize I'm like, dang, dude, I would have been in like PE just rocking a heart.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but you learned that because like
instead of being embarrassed, I'd have been all like, what's up, ladies? Like,
yeah. Well, because confidence, dude. I mean, it's all about like confidence. And like as you become an adult, you learn. I mean, I learned that like.
Yeah,
I just like I'm myself. If you like me, you don't. Right. But yeah, I mean, but yeah, you'll be surprised because like through life, like you're like, man, I could never be with that girl, and then you get her, and you're like, fuck, how did I get her? She's like fucking she's model, like yeah, she's a bitch, but it's like,
but
some women like to be checked though too. So
no, right? But an eye opener for me was in college or after high school. I had so many girls. That told me like, oh, I had a crush on you in high school. Oh, I liked you in high school, but you were dating that other girl. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn, all late. Yeah.
All late. Like, and of course, now they're married.
Now they're
they
all
have
married. Family.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm like, that, yeah. damn it.
Yeah. I loved you when you looked like AJ Soprano.
When you had that mohawk. And
when you had jeans. Oh my God. You had that pink hair, that green hair. Oh my God.
Those ball chains just did it for me. God. I'm like, damn it. Yeah. So that happened like enough times to where I'm like, fuck, I could have probably
you
dated
made me
a lot
water
of girls,
slide
man.
Every time I saw you. Yeah.
Oh, well. That's
with your
life.
Green hair.
Yeah.
Well, we actually couldn't have colored hair. Now the kids can.
I know.
Cool.
I'm just.
Wow, that's cool.
In his
why,
mind,
why
I had a green mohawk.
Why are you sticking
in
up for him, man? He's a big boy, little man.
What was it? Red?
It wasn't colored.
It was pink.
Oh, it wasn't colored.
It was fucking pink.
Natural.
Why wasn't it colored? That's lame.
It was sun. What couldn't he be yourself?
It was sun in color.
That was the most I ever did. I wanted to dye it spring green, but I couldn't because of my jobs.
Spring green. See, you were right.
School. I know things.
Yeah, school and my work. Like Target, and then running dad's business. Like, there was, like, I just couldn't have green
hair. I don't
know.
I just fucking see you and you talk about your mohawk. I just see green fucking mohawk.
It would have looked legit.
I guess because I was, like, in the punk scene, metal scene. You know what I mean?
I would have done it. Like,
White Rabbit and those motherfuckers would wear it. Like,
yeah, dude, my hawk was legit. Mm-hmm. My cock. I mean, my hawk.
Yeah. You're enlarged clit.
That was green, too. Yeah.
Uh-oh. But yeah, I mean, high school was, man, sometimes I miss it, sometimes I don't.
God,
it's like,
too.
Man, those were like the worst years, but it was good.
I don't miss it either.
Mm-hmm. It's weird how.
Yeah, sometimes it just depends. I miss sometimes. I just not, I guess more like not having responsibility and just going to school and getting
that's
a car.
Different.
And, yeah.
My high school, I was ready to get the hell out of there.
Really?
Yeah. I left, didn't look back. I didn't go to any of my reunions.
Yeah, that's true, because I never went to my reunions, but then I always run into people, but yeah, I mean.
Okay, I guess to clarify, like, I miss the fun.
Yeah, the fun.
Like, hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, the bean.
Joking around.
Yeah, doing stuff.
Like,
yeah.
Just all that.
But like, not the whole fucking school part, like. Putting
like
up with teachers,
the toss test, and
putting
in
and like being in football, SATs. You have to be real. Yeah, you have to be real strict. And like, if you fucked up in class, like your coach will find out. So by the time you went to practice after you were like, you they would
extra
paddle
laps.
Us, dude. You would get paddled.
Yeah, dang.
Paddle? I grew up. Yeah, the coaches will paddle ass when we acted up. Yeah, wow. You get a paddle. Yeah,
you liked it. You're always
dude,
you're always acting up.
He liked his ass padded.
No, fuck that.
You walked into the locker room backwards, ass first.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm ready. You.
I didn't go to Taft, dude.
No wonder your ass is flat.
Yeah, hey,
is that why it looks all polka dotted?
Like I tell her, dude, I have no back, but I got a lot of front, dude. That's all. That
so, like you
tell
me, I have lunch lady arms. What's a good for you having no ass?
SpongeBob ass.
Hey,
I don't
know. We need to change the lyrics ass. From "Baby Got Back," where he's like, little in the middle, but it's like, you know, little in the back. Got a lot of front.
I heard some lady the other day say, "What did I tell you?" She said, "Oh, she had bingo lady arms."
Damn.
Damn. I was like, oh, shit. I know someone with lunch lady arms.
Lunch lady.
Is that the same as lunch lady arms?
I think
bingo lady. I guess it would be the same. I don't know.
If I had to guess, the circumference of a bingo lady arm is probably a little bit smaller than a lunch lady arm.
Yeah.
I think lunch lady trumps bingo lady.
Yeah. I was cracking up when I heard that, though. Yeah.
Dude.
So fucked up.
I don't know why someone told you that. That's pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah, we need to track them down.
I'll put them on the list.
Oh, I know who it is.
She got her own list.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go tonight. Yeah.
Dude.
But yeah,
high school was a blast, man.
Yeah, it was fun. I guess it's the whole, like, being young and, like, hanging out with your friends all the time. Like, dude, you didn't have to. Like, we would play basketball in the summer. We would fucking play, like, techno ball all night at Emilio's house. And
it's all of your.
Just hanging out.
I think if I had to summarize high school, it would be. It is a period in time in your life where it's all of your greatest and
worst
moments
all at once.
Like, and all the feelings are
the
just
feelings.
So intense.
Getting your heart broken.
Heartbreak.
Dude.
Getting angry for, like, overly angry, like, where you're just
for stupid shit.
Red and, like, you can't just calm the fuck down. Yeah. Like, it's all those hormones, all of that.
Yeah, especially
still
the hormones
trying to understand
you're
becoming your person.
Yeah, you like someone, and then, like,
you change
them,
your style.
Like, assholes, and then, like,
It's really where you grow, and unfortunately, I feel like it can be the point that tries people to a limit that they can't handle.
Yeah.
And I remember being suicidal in, you know, in that age range and, you know, and thinking I had it, like I was rock bottom.
Yeah.
And I think that it's so important for people to, like, have friends, have that family, have that,
someone there.
That support. Because
I think also
you
to remember
know.
That high school, it ends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
like
temporary.
It's you just got to get through it.
Yeah, that's
and
what I tell the kids
once you're
like,
out of high school,
you're going to be
then,
fine,
dude, you will never see these assholes again.
Right.
Because I had a couple friends commit suicide.
You did?
Yeah, like one when we're fifth grade, could be sixth graders, this guy Victor that I knew.
That's
a friend,
so young.
And then, like, someone that I played football with, I already knew, Danny Martinez. We were eighth grade, like, in the summer going freshman year, he killed himself.
That's so sad.
And it was just sad.
It is.
And it's like, man, it's,
Because you think about it, I remember, like, okay, I've had this thought, you know, different points in my life where I'm like, dang, if I had gone through with something like that, I would have missed out on so many beautiful moments.
Yeah.
And you think about it. And so, like, I feel bad for, like, the people that don't have those resources, you know, whether it's, like, veterans that got PTSD or people that go through a tragic, like, loss. And then it's just
people that get bullied to the point where they feel like they're, like, lost or they feel like they do something bad. Like, there's no return. That's what I always tell the kids. Like, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, you can go through some shit growing up, but I want you guys to know, and like I tell her kids too, like, don't think that that's like your last resort. Like, we'll fix it. I'll fucking fix it. Yeah. I'll do whatever I have to do to fix it. Like, there's always a way out. Don't ever think there's nothing you can do bad in this world that you have to kill yourself. Like, yeah. We'll fix it. We'll figure it out. Just come, yeah. Come tell me whatever. You don't want to tell your mom or, you know, mm-hmm. like I tell my kids, like, don't ever do that. I can fix it. Like, I will yeah. do whatever yeah, I have right. to do to fix it.
Because yeah. I think people
some
that
kids
do
feel
that.
Like that. Yeah, like yeah. they're trapped. Like,
they can't
have
even
no way
see
out.
To the next day. Or
yeah, like,
way,
it's that bad. Know? Like, no, there's nothing
especially
that bad.
Especially when you're in high school, it's like, that's
yeah,
your
exactly.
life.
Yeah,
you know?
You feel like, oh my God, yeah.
It's all you've known is school.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, there's nothing. There's not. That's what
I
tell them.
People that commit suicide, like, they don't think about other people that they're hurting.
Yeah, they feel lost. Yeah, yeah. And it's and I've, like, I've been through it. Yeah, it's,
they just want to end it, but not knowing that they're hurting like the whole family. Like the whole family ends up hurting.
Oh man, it's suicide's like the man. I've lost. I mean, my friend Sergio, he was like my brother. I know him since we were five. Like him and Emilio, and it's like, you know, I lost him, man. It's like 19 years ago, and it's like to this day, I still can't. You know, I wish I could have helped him and.
Yeah,
I mean,
if they had
it
maybe
sucks.
Just been a little vocal about
yeah,
it,
and it's
of
just,
like suffering
yeah,
in silence.
And it's like, it's crazy, man. So I've been there, and I mean, I've thought of suicide, but it's like, there's always, like I tell the kids, there's always a way out. Like, we'll yeah. figure it out. Like, right. don't ever feel like that's your only way out.
There's
we'll
always
fix
hope.
It. Yeah. There's always hope. I'll fix it. Like,
I think right. even just reaching out to people. Yeah. Hey, you doing all right? How's things going? Catching up. Hey, let's grab a bite to eat. Let's grab a drink. Something. Because I don't know, man. Like, I could be better. I could be a better friend or family member, like, and check in more,
too,
you know?
And like, the older you get, you realize that, like, you know, like, it's like you see, you know, people or you talk to them, you're like, fuck, like, you never know. That's why I tell the kids, like, be nice to everybody. Don't be fucking, you don't know, like, you could be that person's last conversation.
Yeah.
Like, don't be an asshole. Don't be a bitch with people. Like, you never know. Just a fucking simple, hey, how you doing? A smile, fucking something can save someone's life. You never know, like, the bad day someone's having, you know?
Well, I would say it's easy to destroy something than to build something up.
Yeah.
So, like, just help people be supportive even if it's like maybe
they're assholes to you, you still
or
got
like
it,
or you don't really like feel it. I don't want to say fake, but like, you know, like,
just be cordial and
it means more to them than it
because you never know, man. Like, I tell me you can be saving someone's life, you know, because that's happened. Like, one time, like, there was, I'm not going to say names, but there was a person that, like, I went to school with, and, you know, I hadn't seen him in years, and I don't know, man. When I moved back to the South Side, I was like, I was somewhere, and I ran into him, and we were talking, and he looked really sad, dude. And I'm like, bro, you like, you all right? Yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, let's go eat. And I took him to go eat, dude. Mm-hmm. We went, and dude, he was like begging on the street.
Damn.
And I took him to go eat, and we were like, yeah. And he was just telling me to do all this stuff, and then I'm like, he still didn't say nothing. So then, like, I'm like, well, let's go. I'll give you a ride home. No, man, I'll walk. I'll have my girlfriend pick me up. All right, I get him like $300, right?
And right.
Then like 4 or 5 months later, I ran into him, dude. And he was like, man, let me tell you, man. He was like thanking me. Dude, he looked different. He was all like dressed better. And and I was like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, bro, when I ran into you, he's like, my chick had left me. I was like fucking depressed, bro. That night I was gonna go home and kill myself, bro. Like, I go, what the fuck? He goes, dude, I was sleeping behind the HEB, dude.
That sucks.
It's like, what? He goes, yeah, dude, that money you gave me, like, I fucking like called her and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. I just wanted and she's like, we'll get you a room. So he's like, I got a room. And like, I cleaned myself up, and then like, they got back together. But it's like, you never know, dude. Like, that's what I tell the kids. Yeah. Like, you never know.
Yeah. It's true, man.
Like, you can, you know, just something like that, dude, can save, you know. It sucks, dude. Mm. Life's just fucking hard. That's what I tell the kids, man. Life's crazy. Like,
you think it's hard now? Wait until you.
Oh, they haven't even experienced life, dude.
Into the
like,
real world.
The way, you know, and it's our fault, too, the way we raise the kids. You know, we spoil them, because especially me, because I grew up poor. I want to give my kids everything I didn't have, but then it sucks, because you give them everything and they turn into ungrateful little fucks, dude.
Or they expect it.
I have this theory. It's funny we're bringing this up. I have this theory that it's cyclical in the way of like what you just explained. We had it a certain way. We want our kids to have it better, but in doing so forces them to kind of go the opposite direction, and then they're going to fuck up with their kids.
Yeah.
And then their kids are going to be like, well, I don't want to be like that growing up, so I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And
then it's just like never any cycle. Like, dude. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. Dude. It's like,
not that it's right or wrong. I think that it just happens as a result of whatever it is, because you grow up maybe from a poor family and you make a decision to either continue
stay
that cycle
or get, out.
Or get out. And then when you get out, okay, now you're going to make these decisions, but you're going to provide for your kids and they're not going to grow up poor. Yeah. So they're going to be completely different than you.
Mm-hmm. But it all goes to like how you raise them too. Cause I know some people that are like, dude, some kids are like, they get everything and they're fucking mean to their parents. Like, it sucks. I've seen like,
dude, I struggle in church, kids, man. Like, these are babies we're talking about.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. But like, I mean, it's just life. But then too, like as a parent, like, you know, me having six, you know, like you can do the best you can. And no matter what you do, they're going to turn out the way they decide. Cause you can't make up.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, all you can do is guide them. Do like my dad used to say, like, I can just teach y'all and give y'all what y'all need. And it's going to be up to you what you do with it.
Yeah.
You know,
you so set the like, foundation.
Yeah. You set it. And then if they go that way, they go that way. You know, I mean,
society has a big part of molding people too.
Yeah. And how they do it, what they deal with, what they choose. And like I tell the kids, every decision you make has a consequence.
Yep.
It's always going to, it's your like, oh dad, life sucks. Like it's your fucking fault. Like it's what you're doing. You know, you decide, you make a decision.
Yeah, man.
Like life's hard because you're making it hard. Think about that.
Yep.
You know,
because the only one that you can control is
yourself.
You.
Yeah. And don't worry about anything else. Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's just hard though. But then the world is fucked up now more than ever. So
yeah, you're right. Because
there's a lot about other people.
There's a big
worry about what other people are going to think. Oh my God. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, don't drop me off here. But yeah.
You know,
it's like
online stuff.
I was like, oh, that shit's not going to matter. You wait. When you get out of school, that shit's not going to matter. You're going to regret being like that. Like,
I think a big part of it too is there's a big lack, apparent lack of direction or goals. Like, you ask people, kids, you know, what do you want to, I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't know. I'm just going to be a YouTuber. Well, that doesn't work. Like one of my watch club, one of my buddies, his wife is a teacher, and she was asking me, she's like, hey, would you come as a guest one day to the school and talk to my class about the realities of being on, you know, online as an influencer? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Because they think that
it's all golden money, rich. Yeah.
They think it's easy to just
happens overnight, right?
Yeah. Like you can just start a channel and become this successful person that's got millions of subscribers making millions of dollars. And it's like, yeah, no, let me go ahead and open your eyes to the reality of even when you bust your ass and you're quote unquote successful, the money isn't it's not what you think it is. And it can change in a heartbeat.
And that's the way society is too. Like, you know, growing up like us, like that's why I tell the kids, like, you don't have to go to college because then you're kind of stuck in the middle. Cause they like nowadays, like education, you get indoctrinate the kids, they indoctrinate them in there. You got to do this. No, you don't got to go to college. You don't have to go get in debt. You can get a trade. If you don't want to do that, you know what I mean? Because I know so many people that have degrees that I make more than them, and I don't even have a fucking degree.
Well, like, we were sold all that service too. Millennials.
Yeah, go to school,
get a degree, any degree, and you have the advantage over all of your peers. And that was true for our parents and the boomers.
Yeah, them.
But that's not the case now because every millennial has one or two or three degrees, and you're fighting for the same job. So it's not a degree.
Yeah.
Is now seen as a positive. It's just the status quo.
Yeah. And it's like you have a Gen Xer with like 15 years experience going up against a millennial with like 2 degrees. Guess who's probably going to get hired? The one with the experience, because I don't have to teach this motherfucker. This guy already knows.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me, you know, like it's crazy.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a whole different world too. But yeah, society has a lot to do with society's changed some. Like, dude, we're in the technical world now. Dude, we didn't have phones. I didn't have phones. We didn't have cameras.
Dude, I saw this good quote. It was from, geez, I don't know if it was Aldous Huxley or one of the Orwellian, you know, from George Orwell quotes or something, but it was basically saying how people would embrace technology, like, and be willing to, like,
give up their liberties.
Yeah, but, like, look forward to it. Like, not even realizing they're losing themselves.
Isn't that from, it's 1984, isn't it?
I think so.
It's from 1984.
I don't know the book. I'm really good at butchering things, but something like that. But I just remember seeing it, and I was like, damn, that's so true, because we're like balls deep in our phones the time.
It's like AI. Like, they're like, oh, AI is going to take over. Like, no, it doesn't have to, because, I mean, it's what we let it, what we let happen.
I mean, think about, like, okay, if it was the 90s or 2000s and you lost your phone, you'd be like upset. But I feel like people lose their phone now and you're
go crazy.
How am I going to do anything?
Do you ever, right? Dude, you want to know how fucked up it is? Take a phone away from a teenager.
They flip out.
Dude, they flip the fuck out. Like, it's the end of the world. Like, they don't know what the fuck to do. Bro. Yes. they go fucking ape shit.
Ballistic.
Dude.
Yes, the little one.
Dude.
Ape shit if I take her phone away.
Bro, wow. Yeah.
It's like she loses her shit like she lost Sweet Pea. Loses her shit.
What the fuck?
It's her technical Sweet Pea.
Don't you dare put, don't you dare compare Sweet Pea to some fucking cell phone. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck all of you, motherfucker.
A 13-year-old having a tantrum.
Dude, it's crazy.
Like a full tantrum.
So what would happen, I'm just curious, what would happen if like, the teenager nowadays got hit with like ransomware or like they lock your phone and your account.
There's nothing you can do. What to do. Yeah.
They just lose their shit.
Yeah.
Even if we have to reset the internet, like we won't say anything. And then like all of a sudden downstairs, the internet's not working.
My phone's out. I can't play my game. Read a fucking book.
That's actually scary. Yeah, that's scary. Yeah, in the sense of like, that shit's going to go off one day.
What, but
guaranteed, it's going to happen.
Society, that's just the way it is. We're all built it towards that. You know what I mean? I mean, we could survive. We'd I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, I pray for the fucking reset. Let's do a reset, bro.
Well, let's practice one right now. Yeah, let me go hit the breakers.
Go for it, dude. I'm good. I got a flashlight.
Dude, I got some meat in a pack, some barbacoa meat in a pouch.
I got a can of bees.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go, bro. Take all your shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. It's, the kids now, like, dude, I remember being a kid, like, our kids are like, my mom, go outside. Get the fuck out of here. Like, in summer especially, like, go. Like, you know, we have to do. I can't get them to go outside. Although that's a lie, because the boys
they've been
on football, they'll go out, and I love it. Hey, Dak, want to go? Hell yeah, go outside. Go
even when we're at the coast,
playing with the boys. Yeah, and it's like, you know, the boys I think are more like they can do that, but man, the girls are like, fuck.
Yeah, because that's their world. I think I don't know if y'all remember this, but or if you can recall, but even when everything was locked down. Dude, we would go outside and it was peaceful.
Yeah, because
you didn't
have
all the road noise from the street back here. Yeah. There wasn't like, it was just like this calming, peaceful, like outdoor, like the way it's supposed to be almost.
I'm
like,
if you heard a car, it was probably me, dude, because I was the only one that didn't lock down.
No, me either. Like, in fact, I had to remember the emails from Amazon where they're like, we were essential.
Oh, dude, I was like,
let him set up the roadblocks. I'm fucking ready, bro.
I'm like, don't look in the back seat. I got my AR and like 1,000 rounds, bro. And I got the grenade launcher in the front. I thought it was Mexico.
3 cases of water.
Yeah, dude, we had all that kind of shit. Yeah, that was a crazy time.
But I remember it being like...
Yeah, it was different. It was all...
It was quiet. Real quiet.
It's good, though. Now it seems like it's back. I mean, I love it, dude. I don't know. But then we got to think about...
Let the internet go out, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I
want
to see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that'll be
all of these YouTubers would lose their shit. How am I going to pay rent if there's no internet? I can't do my channel.
Oh, my God. How can I post on OnlyFans? Yeah, dude.
Go fucking
bro, I wish I was a chick, bro. Oh, my God. I would have the dirtiest OnlyFans.
All
be
the
rich.
Dirty things you'd be doing.
I'm rich, bitch. Dude, they would call me Mrs. Cucumber, bro, because I would be, like, on it, bro.
Yeah.
I would be so rich, bro. I would, man.
I would have a segment called, "What am I? Guess what I'm putting inside me today?"
How many fingers am I holding?
It would be like just options to pick from, and whatever got paid the most, whatever got collected the most money, that's what I'm doing.
That's what you would do.
Yeah,
dang, dude,
bro, I'd be a billionaire.
Dude, I would. Dude, I would. If I was a chick, I'd die of AIDS, bro. Because I'd be the biggest whore ever. Wow. That was a fucking whore in my younger days.
I don't think we can do this podcast in this house anymore.
Yeah. I feel so dirty right now. I need a shower.
The eyes I'm getting from God. C over here is not approval. Not approval. Looks of approval.
Looks of disgust.
Wow.
That's okay. She's disgusting. Trapped. Don't worry. She's trapped. Shame.
She's trapped. Man. Well, one thing I've learned, you're never trapped.
Never say never. Yeah.
Hey, you know you can fuck them with one bee. I got a jar of bees in the truck.
I got some outside.
Kidding? He's like, spray over here. No, just, I already sprayed here.
They're
spray
AI.
On this side. They're all,
They're AI bees.
They fold up. You open it.
No.
Like those damn, like they're saying, the AI mosquitoes. They're AI bees.
Stick this inside of you.
Hang on.
It's almost like a Hunger Games thing.
Yeah.
I think I might need to split this because we're already at 2 hours.
Oh, that's good, dude.
Well, high school, those are just a brief, like, just some moments of high school. High school for everyone I know was a roller coaster ride, but I hope everyone was entertained with our stories that we shared today. So that was awesome.
Especially the shitting pants story.
Especially that. We started off strong. I think we finished pretty good. So But yeah, just want to thank everyone for checking out another episode of the Back in Our Day podcast. Make sure you are following us on Spotify or Apple, whichever podcast platform you're listening to. Can't wait to see you all. Join us at the next episode. Don't forget that poll and answer, did you shit your pants, yes or no? We'll see you at the next one. Y'all take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.